Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm John Buckley, attorney at law. If you've been charged with a DUI or other criminal offense, don't try to fight it alone. I'm here to help. Call me, John Buckley, now at 303-501-1800 or visit my website now at the letter J, B-U-C-K-L-E-Y, law.com.
Morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. A new week, a new bailout. This time, Uncle Sam is coming to the rescue of a financial behemoth.
City never sleeps.
CBS News correspondent Jeff Glore sketches the outlines of the plan to provide Citigroup the transfusion it needs to keep it alive.
The government will backstop $306 billion in potential losses at Citibank. They'll inject $20 billion right off the bat in fresh capital into Citibank. They're going to be getting a stake in this bank for doing all this. And keep in mind, they've already given Citibank $25 billion.
Former Citibank consultant Michael Keane, who now lectures on business at the University of Southern California, says the deal should keep the wolves from the door, at least for now.
This should be effective in terms of stopping Citigroup from going bankrupt or stopping any prospective run on the bank.
But Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman tells the CBS Early Show the American people may end up with the short end of the stick.
Most of the people who've looked at it, you know, in the small hours of this morning have said this is a lot of taxpayer risk in return for not much. It looks like a very sweet deal for Citigroup management, very sweet deal for Citigroup shareholders, to the extent they have anything left.
Overseas markets responded positively to the Citigroup news, and this morning stocks here at home are poised to open sharply higher. Right now, S&P futures are up 21, Dow futures are ahead 146. The ongoing turmoil that's jarring the economy as one administration hands the baton to the next. President-elect Barack Obama has made it clear fixing the economy is his first priority. And as CBS News correspondent Dean Reynolds reports from Chicago, Mr. Obama in a few hours formally introduces the men he's chosen to be his top economic advisors.
We're going to hear who the new Treasury Secretary is, Timothy Geithner, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and the new chairman of the National Economic Council, a former Treasury Secretary, Lawrence Summers. The naming of the two is expected to try to settle down some of the nervousness on Wall Street.
This summer, drivers probably thought these days were gone forever. Gas prices have plunged another 33 cents the past 2 weeks to less than $2 a gallon for the first time since the spring of 2005.
Behind the $1.97 U.S. average is St. Louis, Missouri at only $1.61. versus Honolulu at the high end at $2.81.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says if gas prices haven't already hit bottom, they are likely to soon. Taxpayers are reportedly shelling out a fortune for medicines of questionable value. Live for reporter Larry Miller on the CBS Health Watch.
An analysis shows 100 drugs that have never been reviewed nor approved by the government but are still covered by Medicaid cost the taxpayer nearly $200 million over 3 years. The drugs are also linked to dozens of deaths. The FDA suggests there could be thousands of other unapproved drugs out there. Iowa Senator Charles Grassley wants action now.
If the taxpayers are paying for drugs, they should only be paying for drugs that are safe and effective.
Grassley blames Medicaid, but officials there say Congress needs to fix the problem.
Americans are bracing for the Thanksgiving crush, one of the heaviest travel times of the year. CBS's Steve Cather reports big airports are expanding their family security checkpoints.
Early word's been encouraging, but the real test is this holiday week for the easygoing family security lanes at most major airports.
I think it's great because then we don't have to feel so rushed and people aren't behind us getting angry, which is nice.
Alicia Wagner with her two daughters at Newark Liberty Airport. Russ McCaffrey is with the TSA.
They can take their time getting through security without the push of other passengers.
And new equipment can screen baby formula and other liquids in containers larger than the allowable 3 ounces. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Monday morning edition of the CBS World News Roundup, where the time is 4 past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A Lakewood mother thankful her daughter is safe this morning after a man tried to abduct her from her front yard.
She was grabbed by her left shoulder, and it had left visible marks on her through her winter jacket and through her clothes.
Kimberly telling 9 News her 4- and 7-year-old daughters and a neighbor girl were playing in the yard when a man tried to force the 4-year-old into his car. Police now looking for 2 suspects. The Denver Rescue Mission says it has only about 2/3 of the turkeys it needs to serve all the people in need this Thanksgiving.
I talked to a lady who came in with her family, and she said, I can't tell you how perfect the timing is for us. She said, this isn't the last time you'll see me.
Pastor Keenan Roberts with New Destiny Christian Center speaking with 9 News. Roberts and his church opened a small charity in North Glen distributing food and clothing. They served 600 people and even offered haircuts. And a farm couple in Platteville opened their fields for people to help themselves to reap a bountiful harvest. Miller Farms ran out of potatoes and other vegetables last year.
So we planted extra this year.
David Patterson says they ended up with acres of extras, but they only expected a few thousand people to show up for the giveaway.
We estimate between 40 to 45,000 people showed up. 600,000 pounds of produce went out.
The farm's owners say they were overwhelmed by the traffic, and they plan to give even more food away next year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Other than a minor accident on 76, it occurred right around Sable. It's on the westbound side, shouldn't cause any problems. It's a quiet start to this morning's commute. We are seeing volume building in those usual spots like I-25 near...
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-504-6985.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and, wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-504-6985. That's 1-800-504-6985.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
It's a short week because Thanksgiving is coming up. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm happy this Thanksgiving, at least, I have a job. Unemployment in the state of Colorado has risen to 5.7%. So, I believe that's only about a half a percentage point, or maybe less than a half a percentage point. It's the highest in more than 4.5 years. The State Department of Labor and Employment said Friday the state lost 10,000 jobs in October, with the biggest drops coming in the leisure and hospitality sector, followed by professional and business service and construction. Now, we here don't fit into any of those categories, but radio's always had a high degree of unemployment. Except now it's worse, because there's no place to go once you lose your gig. Thank you very much to all of you who enacted Telecom 96, including Bill Clinton, Al Gore, and a whole host of other Democrats. So, the good news is that the number of government jobs increased by 5,500, all of them in education. So at least we're making positive gains in that area. Which leads me to believe that I should have become a teacher. Don't you think, John?
A teacher? Yeah, it's a noble profession for sure.
Do you know, I taught once before, and I couldn't handle it.
Where'd you teach at? Well, I know you've got a few courses around town.
Columbia. What is it called? I think it's called Columbia University in Chicago. It's a liberal arts school.
What'd you teach?
Well, what do you think? Radio.
Introduction to radio?
No, how to be a talk show host, actually.
Really? I didn't know there was courses for that.
Well, because that's part of the radio curriculum. See what I'm saying? Because they teach these kids different formats.
Right.
So you send these kids into a room with a speaker in the classroom. And, boy, I don't know what's my voice here this morning. And you have them do like a monologue. And then ask for callers. I did this for one semester.
That's all they gave you?
No. They wanted me to do it. They wanted me to moonlight. They wanted me to work, like keep my job working radio at night and do this during the day. But I did it for one semester, and then I went to the people at Columbia College. Columbia College is what it's called. I went to them and I said, can I be honest with you? And they said, sure, you know, we want you to be honest. We'd love to have you stick around. You're popular with the kids. They all like you, even though I threw two kids out of the class. And I said to them, well, that's all well and good, but you know what? I feel dishonest. And they said, why? We're giving you money. I said, I feel dishonest because I feel dishonest trying to tell these kids to get into radio when radio sucks. And I got a guilty conscience. And they should really go do something else with their lives.
You know, when I tried to get into radio here in Denver, I had somebody tell me the exact same thing. You know, I was like, and I was trying to get in the door here at Clear Channel, and this guy is like, are you serious? You really want to do this? And I did, and I'm here, you know, almost 9 years later, but...
Well, you have a great set of what they used to call in this business, which now no longer really matters. Only the old guys like me remember this stuff, because now anybody can get on the radio, no matter what their voice sounds like.
Yes, baby.
You've got a good set of pipes.
Oh, thank you.
How come you never became like a talk show host?
I don't know, man. I've kind of covered the whole gamut here. I wouldn't mind filling in for you maybe sometime. I think it'd be fun. But
well, why don't you?
I kind of like being behind the scenes. I know what it's being a talk show host. You're open to a lot of scrutiny, and one wrong thing, blammo.
Well, you wouldn't say anything wrong.
Well, yeah, I'm not a history buff like you are, you know. And I wouldn't say I'm as intellectual as you are about politics. So
you know what? No. See,
maybe survive in this format. Anyway.
No. See, this is the whole thing. This is the whole thing. Okay. It's not that I'm intellectual about politics. I mean, you're talking to somebody who barely got out of high school. It's two things. I read, and then in talk radio, particularly when you do adversarial talk radio, which we don't do here. But when you do adversarial talk radio, you learn the arguments, just like any other job. I mean, you get on the air when you're young, and what I mean by young is, I mean, when you just start out, and you get nailed a few times by people, and then you learn how to maneuver out of it. So that's what would happen to you. You'd get on. You might get nailed a few times, although most of the listeners this... No, I would say almost all the listeners of this station are pretty nice people.
Yeah, I agree.
So you wouldn't have that problem. But if you had an adversarial caller, you learn how to dodge the bullet. That's all.
Yeah, no, I take criticism pretty harshly, and I think you know that.
Well, we all do.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but when nobody likes it.
And that first email comes in, you suck so bad, off the radio, I'd be crushed.
Yeah, but nobody likes it. I mean, you know, if you had been a disc jockey back in the old days, you used to have to go into the program director's office, and the program director would play back tapes of you and criticize you, and you had to go in there with a pad and a pen and write down all of the stuff that they thought you were doing wrong.
I actually had to go through that in college days, you know, because we were getting credit for it. We weren't getting paid, but I was gaining college credit for working at the radio station at Fort Lewis, and we had those kind of things, air checks.
Oh, yeah, man. It was like, you know, they get on your case, and it's terrible. But the thing is, you learn. And now you hear all kinds of people on the air who don't have a clue as to how to do anything.
Right.
We'll be back right after this break. But now you have people on the air who don't know what they're doing. And they don't have the basics.
Well, now you just look around, and if you go across the country, it's like they just are looking for celebrities to put on the radio.
Yeah, that, and it's all syndication.
Yeah.
It's all the same thing everywhere. Three things wrong with talk radio. Oh, God. Thank God management's not up this early in the morning. And I know there's some of you out there going, oh, listen, let's talk about something. I'm just getting this off my chest. Three things wrong about talk radio. Too much syndication. Talk radio has become reassurance radio. Right? And no localism. Every town sounds the same.
Well, that's the syndication. Automation tracking is probably one you got to throw in there.
Oh, and let me give you a fourth one. Anybody can be on the air as long as they are a soldier, a football player, a lawyer, a doctor. They never sit down and think, or a comedian, they never sit down and think, well, these people make good talk show hosts?
No, they put them on because they're lawyers, or doctors, or football players.
And so what ends up happening is you listen to them and they sound like crap. They also put people on who have political connections. Okay. I've done enough ranting and raving about the business. You know one of the reasons why I'm talking about it. Because calls on Monday morning when it's dark outside, after the Broncos have gotten whooped, are notoriously slow. And I once worked at a talk station that had no callers. Nobody was listening. No callers. And so what I used to do is I used to come in and I used to talk to myself for 4 hours every single day, Monday through Friday. And desperately give out the phone number. And one of the signs that you had no listeners was the phones would always fill up at 10 minutes before the end of the hour. The five or six people who were listening to you would finally decide, you know, I better rescue this poor guy.
That's so funny.
It's true. It's true. And then you'd get, like, the dregs of the callers.
Yeah, trolling for calls would be another thing that I would fear, of not getting any phone calls, then be having to sit there and listen to myself talk for, like, 10 full minutes.
Well, I got to be honest with you, I don't need phone calls.
No, I know. You're like the one guy, there's maybe a couple guys I know in town that you could say, Jay, we got no phones, no commercials, 4 hours, go. And you'd be able to do it.
Maybe I'll do that this morning. Maybe I'll talk for 3 hours and 40 minutes.
There's only one other guy in town, and you may know who it is. He's in a different format. Sandy Clough in sports. That guy could talk on and on and on and on. And he'd never have to take a phone call.
Yeah. Well, I've also been through phone failure, too.
We had it last week. We had the commercial phone failure last Monday.
Which I was talking about when that happened last Monday, in that I was on the air, and deep underneath the building, some pencil neck geek cut the fiber optic cable into the building. So we had no phones. Well, what are you going to do? Go, okay, well, the show's done. No phones. Fine, we'll turn it off and go home. No, so I just sit there and talk. All right. 303-713-7600. I don't even know why I'm giving out the phone number, because I haven't said anything in the last 10 minutes that's worth a damn.
Sure, and there's a hodgepodge of ideas right there.
Well, I mean, what is there to call and talk about? You know what I mean?
Are you looking for... Are you having anybody over for Thanksgiving? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Nothing. It's Marianne, myself.
Would you like to come over to the Turk House? It may get electric.
You know, I don't think so. No, not because I don't want to hang out with you guys.
It's because we
kind of have our Thanksgiving plan.
This is one of those years where I'm actually kind of looking forward to talk politics at the turkey table.
Uh-oh.
You know,
see, I don't want to get sucked into that either.
This is one of those years where I'm actually wanting to bring up some conversation.
You know what my big thing is? I just want to be smart. I want to be smart like Bernard Henri Levy. Or David Sirota. Or Mark Cooper. That's what I want to do. I'm going to write a column someplace.
Why don't you?
Well, because I don't think anybody would give me a shot at it.
You just got to send them out and just keep... You just got to keep plugging and plugging and plugging. Somebody will take it.
Even though I have what I think is a pretty provocative blog.
jmartinblog.com. I was showing a couple friends that this weekend.
Oh, we're for you. Some of it's pretty raw.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's great. I love it. It's something you should check out every day. Because you write on there, like, sometimes 2, 3, 4 blogs a day.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting ready to put up another one here pretty soon.
It should be good.
About Citibank or Citicorp. All right. 303-713-7600. If you just want to blabber, get on and blabber. Don't let us monopolize it. John, the traffic's got to be light this morning.
Well, you think it's going to be a little light maybe all week long as we are going to celebrate Thanksgiving this Thursday. Right now, looking at no jams out there. Starting to build a little bit in the normal spots like southbound 25 at 104th. Also in Aurora as you're heading out on 225 for southbounders after Yosemite approaching the Tech Center. Also busy north of downtown on southbound 25 approaching the city after Park Avenue. But really looks like a easy commute so far. Your forecast most...
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. You have got to check out Icon LASIK. Why? Because they can do your eyes starting at $4.99 per eye. They have done over 65,000 procedures. They did my eyes, and they've done eyes of friends of mine. So if you're eye shy or if you've always wanted LASIK, Icon is the place to go. Visit them in Denver at their location in Mexico and Colorado. You can't miss it. There's a big sign right there. Or in Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway. Or pick up the phone and call them, 720-524-1001.
The leaves have fallen, and you'll be raking in the savings when you shop at The Lumber Guy. It's a great time to start those indoor projects. The Lumber Guy has the best deals on lumber, windows, doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. At The Lumber Guy, you'll find more savings than any other retail or surplus store. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right on 50th. Call the Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If the Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Hi, this is Jeff Scott from SoulSource. I've got some good news and bad news. The bad news is the rebates from your local utility are going down. The good news, the federal tax credit has been extended. You can get a 30% tax credit for your home and business when you install a solar electric system. And here's more good news. The state is working on even more incentives for the other renewable energy systems that Sole Source provides, like solar hot water and wind. Call Sole Source today at 303-297-1874 or find us on the web at soulsourceinc.com.
I'm where my extensive knowledge of pop culture can no longer be considered worthless.
Want to win a new iPod Nano? Play State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
60, who feels like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year and are interested in improving your health, call the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Science Center to learn about a new study. They're recruiting healthy men 60 years and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health and function. As men age, their body produces less testosterone. This can lead to decreased energy levels, reduced sex drive, the loss of vital muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory tests, physical examinations, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call today, 720-848-6399.
President-elect Obama plans to name Christina Romer, an economics professor at the University of California, Berkeley, to chair his Council of Economic Advisors. And later on today, he'll roll out all of them and all of his economic advisors and his plan, which, my God, I hope does something. That's all I got to say. I hope it does something. Because I've never seen it as bad as I've seen it. And I don't want to unload all this on Monday morning on you. Oh, God, I turned to this guy at AM 760, and all he was doing was crying the blues. But, man, I have never seen people as scared, uptight, or their backs against the wall. It's ridiculous. And we have these bailouts going on. But, you know, my question, and I understand that if we don't do something about this stuff, like the bailout that is being proposed, for, you know, the folks at Citi, the financial situation would collapse if it went down, Citigroup. But then again, on the other hand, you know, when are those of us at the bottom of the pyramid going to get any help here? Let's go to Barbara in Englewood. Barbara, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Hi.
With John and his radio kind of taking over for you sometime. I think John is great, and I think the thing of it is, I believe what you have that he doesn't have is 20 years of history that you've lived.
Well, you know, I've been through a lot.
I had somebody years ago who used to say, Barbara, you have no sense of history. And now I tell my children the same thing.
Yeah.
With living and with age and with going through things, you just get an experience that you have something to say about issues of the day, that it's a different perspective.
Well,
I don't think you weren't nearly as intelligent 20 years ago as you are today.
Well, my God, if you know...
A little bit more emotional, a little bit more just, you know, and that ranting, raving kind of thing. And without any kind of that historical perspective that you bring to issues.
But 20 years ago, we did a whole different kind of talk radio than you do now. 20 years ago, we were into... I mean, 20 years ago, you used to get rewarded for management for making people angry. And you used to do things on the air that were nonsensical but would make people go crazy. And the more outrageous you were, without being what you hear today, without, you know, racism and that kind of stuff, and homophobia, and attacking political candidates.
The downright lies.
Yeah, you didn't do that kind of stuff. I mean, you might go after them, and you might hammer them for some things, but it wasn't like as over the top as it is now. And the other thing was, on the radio stations, you had conservatives, you had liberals, you had people who were libertarians, you had people who were in the middle and had no political orientation. And basically what you do is you just get on the air and play devil's advocate and just try to pick the and just try to sledgehammer the caller's arguments into pieces. And then you learned all kinds of tricks. You know, you learn not to trust the public. Like somebody would call up and say, well, I'm a doctor. You know, on some topic you were talking about. So you'd learn to say, oh, really, you're a doctor. What school did you practice medicine at? You know, and then ask them a couple of medical questions they couldn't answer. Same thing if they call you up and claim they're a lawyer. What law school did you go to? You know, tell me what writ of habeas corpus is. And then when they couldn't tell you, then you'd say, get off the phone, you phony, and hang up on them. Nowadays, if you try that, people just go crazy because what you got going on is you got people who are calling you, and by and large, most of them agree with you. So how can you beat up people who agree with you? I mean, they'll call up every once in a while and have some kind of insane, way out of the mainstream political theory, but you don't sit there and just, you know, bludgeon the crap out of them for it. Where in the old days it was like, okay, here are the phone lines, put up your dukes, let's fight. That kind of stuff. I mean, radio was an emotional experience.
You left exhausted, huh?
Oh. After 4 hours of that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I used to be very theatrical and dramatic on the air. I mean, I would do, you know, all kinds of, like, you know, bad things. I mean, we all use this term. You know, it's a crutch. But I used to do this to callers. I'd say, let's go to Bob. Let's go to Bob in Michigan. Bob, you're on WLS. Go ahead. Well, you know, Jay, and then I'd interrupt him and say, hey, Bob, listen, pal, you say you know one more time and I'm going to hang up on you. I don't want to hear that. And then, of course, the caller in their speech pattern would say, you know, and then you just hang up on them and go, that's it, get off. You know, that's the kind of stuff you used to do. And it was terrible when I look back on it. But it had a sense of, you know, there was a sense of drama. And you would emotionally manipulate the callers so that there would be highs and lows. And sometimes they would see you as being very confrontational and mean. And then sometimes they would see you as being very soft and compassionate. And there used to be, in professional wrestling, there used to be this term, heels and babies. And heels were bad guys, and babies were good guys, or heels and faces. And you had the same thing on talk radio. You had guys that were faces, and then you had guys like me who were heels, who could generate a tremendous amount of anger and insult people, and have no patience with them at all. And now, you know, you can't do it. And plus, you're right. I'm older now, and at some point here a couple of years ago, well, I was pretty confrontational when I first started here. But at a certain point, I just said, I can't do this anymore. But every once in a while, I long for the old days. And here, when I worked here before, I used to tell people, get off the phone, you brainstem. And you can't. But, you know, you used to do that. I mean, somebody would call up and say, well, I had a letter published in the Chicago Tribune, and you would say, hold it, everybody. We have a published author on the line. You know, and the person would be like, well, or they would call you up and they would say, Jay, this is Bob. I haven't talked to you in a long time. And you get on the air and say, you know, funny you called, Bob. We were just asking, where's Bob? I mean, that kind of stuff. Or the one that used to really drive me crazy is I would eat on the air while they were talking. So they'd be ranting and raving at me, and you could hear me in the background, and I'd exaggerate. You know, I'd eat a hamburger, and then I'd take a sip out of a soda and a drink and make the straw slurp. Or make snoring sounds underneath them. Oh, I'm sorry, are you talking? But see, these days nobody wants that. Nobody could handle it. Because nobody wants yelling anymore. And to me, that's one of the biggest drawbacks of right-wing radio, is those guys are always yelling. Constantly. You know, they're not interested in a discussion. What they really want to do is they just want to get on there and beat callers up and yell. And be snide. And that doesn't, you know, that's no good unless you have a sense of humor about it. And so you listen to this and you go, oh my God, turn the volume down on these people. Because if you go over there and listen, if you tune out their politics and just listen to them, they're ranting and raving all the time.
I just can't take it, so I don't listen. I'm sorry.
No, I don't either. Because it's like, oh my God, there's all these screaming white guys on the air. Like, we have big talk stations in this town. I'm not naming names. But they have no local, I think there's one local female on the air, and that's it. No, wait a minute, that's wrong, there's two. But one of them's not a talk show host. I remember when you used to work with women. I worked with this woman, Catherine Johns, who the callers used to call up and get her to cry on the air because they would insult her and she couldn't take it. You're right, it's the good old days. It's the good old days. But anyway, Barbara.
Well, have a good week and all.
Yeah, have a good Thanksgiving.
I plan to. We are having a great big get-together at my son's house in Monument, and my son from Parker and his family's coming, and my daughter from Utah is coming. And,
oh, where does she live in Utah?
She lives in Sandy, which is right outside Salt Lake City.
Yeah, I know exactly where it is because I worked in Salt Lake City. That's another thing, too, when I do national shows, like with Tom Hartman, I sat in for him.
Right, I heard you sitting in for him the other day.
Yeah, on Friday, people call up and go, well, I'm calling from so-and-so, and I always get up here and go, yeah, I know where that is, because chances are I've worked there.
Right.
Isn't that terrible?
No, it's good. You have a sense of perspective from all over the country, which is good.
Well, we're few and far between now. Barbara, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Well, you just have a great weekend, great Thanksgiving, and I'll just be glad, too, when Thanksgiving finally gets here and we can kind of play Christmas music honestly.
Yeah, and we can also...
I'm already so sick. Of Christmas music.
I know it.
What are these people?
You know the best thing we can do on Thanksgiving? Get together and give thanks for what we have and the fact that we're very, very lucky.
That's right.
All right, Barbara, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we can get together and be thankful and feel lucky. 37 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk with traffic.
Must be a holiday week, Jay. Traffic is still light around the city, and Mondays usually we're pretty full by now. The only place where you're going to see a little struggle is southbound 25 up in the north end from 104th down to 84th. A little bunched once you get closer to downtown as well after I-70, but really no problems on 225 and Aurora. C-470 is an easy trip all along the Front Range and in Highlands Ranch and Littleton. A little residual traffic from an earlier accident on I-76 around Sable, but things are starting to improve there. A little bit of traffic heading west. Bound at 74th and 225 is looking good, but seeing more headlights there on get Colfax and Yosemite as you're heading southbound. Your forecast, mild and sunny, maybe a little bit breezy today, a high of 60, currently 23 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The holidays are almost here. Shop Walmart first this Friday. Get an Emerson 32-inch LCD HDTV.
Making them happy.
Oh, awesome. I love this.
That's what I want for Christmas.
Shop Walmart first this Friday. Get a Garmin 3.5-inch Nuvi 200 GPS for $97. Or pick up a faded Glory fleece-lined hoodie for $8. That's this Friday only from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. With thousands of new rollbacks, Christmas costs less at Walmart. These one-time offers are available while supplies last. No rain checks. Save money. Live better. Walmart.
The Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign is in full swing. The Red Kettle program has been the Salvation Army's signature fundraising effort for many years. Through your generous donations, the Salvation Army has helped thousands of Denver families, especially during the holiday season. In fact, 83 cents of every dollar donated goes directly to help those right here in Denver. And the Red Kettle campaign provides seasonal employment by hiring bell ringers. The Salvation Army can't do this without you. Help a needy family in Denver this holiday season. Stop by your local King Soopers, Safeway, or Walmart to make a donation. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center, located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
Hi, Craig. Remember that honeydew I asked you to take care of when you turned 50?
I need a hint, Trish, sweetie.
Well, here's the hint. You gotta get your head out of your tuchus and take the test.
Ah, the colorectal cancer screening test. I did it a long time ago when I turned 50. It wasn't that bad at all. Your turn is coming up.
I got a long time to go before I turn 50.
Oops.
Often, colorectal cancer starts with no symptoms. There are several tests, including a screening test, that finds and removes abnormal growths, called polyps, before they become cancer. Talk with your healthcare provider about which test is best for you. Many insurance plans, including Medicare, cover colorectal cancer screening. There are also programs for the uninsured. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. If you're over 50, man or woman, get tested.
So you think I'm pushing 50?
You are 29 in my heart, sweetie.
Call 1-866-227-7914. 1-866-227-7914. Sponsored by the Cancer, Cardiovascular Disease, and Pulmonary Disease Grants Program at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
179. The Joseph A. Bank Early Doorbuster Sale. Every leather jacket and all executive suits. 179. Monday and Tuesday only.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, Colorado Springs, Aurora, Lakewood, and Stapleton.
That 10 seconds of dinner was brought to you by I can't think of that Southside meat place that they used to have in Chicago. This bit of dead air was brought to you by... Oh, man, I wish I could think of the name of it. Can't think of the name of it. Oh, I know what it is. Ooh and Moink. Oh, oink. Ooh and oink. Moo and oink. Moo and oink is what it was called.
The call is stumbling Monday.
T-Bone Walker tune here by B.B. King.
But Tuesday's just as bad.
642, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny high today, 58, 303-713-7600. I know, I'm just wasting away this hour because I refuse to get into the harness. But there's something about Thanksgiving week where two things happen. It's hard to get into the harness, and two, you just don't get a lot of callers because people are out there doing other things. It doesn't mean that I don't have a lot of things to talk about. Because I do, but I'm having trouble bearing down and getting into the harness. Now, Obama, speaking of the economy, Barack Obama has said that he will do what he has to do to fix the economy. And he's already getting attacked by people on the left for putting in a lot of Clinton people and a lot of people who would... Well, they just wouldn't be qualified. You wouldn't qualify them as being progressive. But David Sirota and I think could debate this. But my opinion is, look, I don't care what the person's political leanings are. We just need people who know how to turn all of this around. And going after him before he even takes office for day one, to me, seems to be wrong. I mean, let's see how these people execute things. And he's supposed to roll out his economic plan today. Let's see how they execute things before we go nuts. Now, the one thing I do want to bring up is that this Citicorp or Citigroup bailout is in the works. We've already given them $25 billion, I believe. And now we're going to give them more money, another $25 billion. Well, actually, they got $25 billion out of the $700 billion. And now they're looking at getting $20 billion more. The thing that bothers me about this is, okay, what about those of us who are sitting down on the bottom or close to the bottom of the pyramid? Those of us who are living one check, are living paycheck to paycheck, and we've overextended ourselves and we have numerous debts. Okay, when are we going to get help? In other words, I know this keeps the financial system from collapsing, but when are we going to get help? When is the average day, everyday American going to get help? And I would love to ask somebody in the Obama administration. I'd love to ask Paul Krugman, for instance, this question. I'd love to ask an economist question. Maybe we'll book one on tomorrow, and I'll ask him, like, what's the plan to help you and me out? And what about the folks out there who are walking a thin line? And there's an awful lot of you. I can never get an accurate count of people because nobody wants to call up a radio station and say, yeah, I'm overextended on my credit cards. I'm having trouble meeting my bills. I'm having trouble meeting my mortgage. I'm about ready to, you know, if I go down any farther, I mean, I'm at the breaking point. I'm paranoid about losing my job. Nobody wants to call up and admit to that stuff. Here's Nola in Aurora. Nola, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
I'm 100% for Obama. I think he's doing everything right. I want everybody to get in the boat and grab an oar and start rowing and do something for the USA for a change.
Yeah, I think it's really necessary. I mean, I think that you can criticize him when he does what you believe is wrong, but right now, it's too early to get into that, and let's see what he does. And, you know, I think it's a mistake to judge him by the company that he keeps. In other words, the people who he has appointed, I don't want to see Lawrence Summers in the administration, but he appointed him. But let's see what he does. Let's see where he takes it.
He couldn't do any worse than what we got.
Well, that's the bottom line. You know, that's the bottom line. People better keep this in perspective,
yeah,
that we got somebody right now who has no plan and has nothing and is basically counting down the days until he sneaks out the back of the White House and leaves.
Right. Do we just have 58 more days, if I got it right?
I don't know how many more days till January the 20th.
I can hardly wait.
Actually, it would be January the 21st is when he would start.
Well, then I guess it's about 59. But anyway, everybody get in the boat, grab an oar, because it's not going to be fast, and let's go.
Yeah, I'd be interested if people. I'd be interested if people out there are upset because they see him as being less than progressive than they thought he would be, and I think he's trying to do things in the mode of Abraham Lincoln, or the model of Abraham Lincoln, in which you take all points of view into consideration. And to me, that's a better way to do things. That's the best way to do it. Nola, thank you. I appreciate the call.
You're right. Bye.
All right. 303-713-7600. That's really true. I'd rather see it where he gets everybody than only people on the left. What do you think about that idea, John?
Yeah, I think that's what you should do. I mean, once the president is elected, you got to, you know, in the first few months anyway, you got to stand by him and just hope that everything's going to be all right. You know, even if McCain would have got in there, it's like, it sucks, but you got to support him.
Well, you got to give him 100 days at least.
Yeah. Well, Jay, we only have 57 days, 3 hours, 11 minutes, and 8 seconds left.
Well, I wrote it on my blog at jmarvinblog.com. Why doesn't Bush give us an early Christmas present and get the hell out of office now?
That would just be... I mean, he should throw in the towel, but he's not going to.
No, he's not going to. He's going to try to do as much damage as he can before he gets out. But
he's going to destroy all of our national parks before he gets out, too, is
right.
Some stuff I'm reading.
Yeah. But I wrote it on my blog. Why doesn't he stuff Dick Cheney in the trunk of his limo and take off? Make them both go to Crawford, Texas, and play Xbox 360 games and kill as many people as they want. don't you think?
What's he going to do when January 21st comes?
Well, listen, I mean, you know what, here. Listen to this. And this is worth a whole hour's worth of discussion. Okay, how delusional is this guy? Check this out. He said this in Tokyo. Well, actually, they're going to broadcast it in Tokyo. It's a pre-recorded interview. U.S. President George W. Bush believes that the Iraq War was a success and is very pleased with what is happening there. He said in a pre-recorded interview broadcast on Japanese television network Sunday. I think the decision to remove Saddam Hussein was right, Bush told the Sunday Project program. Saddam was an enemy to the United States, and a lot of people thought he had weapons of mass destruction, Bush said. Adding remarkable progress has been made in Iraq since the late dictator was toppled in 2003. All right. Yeah, if somebody came up to me and made this same argument...
You'd say you're delusional.
No, I'd search their car for a bong. I mean, how in the world can anybody say this is true?
You think he'll ever admit that he made a mistake?
Well, okay, how about this? Instead of admitting you made a mistake, how about just coming out and saying you lied to get us in there?
Oh, he'll never,
and you're sorry
he'll never
for
do
it.
That. He'll never do that.
And you're sorry for it. I mean, I don't understand why conservatives, people in the middle of the road, and liberals, well, I know liberals are, but why aren't conservatives, why aren't they outraged by this?
I'm outraged by it. A lot of damage has been done with the Iraq War.
Yeah, but you're not conservative. And now the Iraq War gets very little attention because of the economy.
Yeah.
And we still got kids.
It's in the back burner.
Yeah, we got kids over there. And
doing 3, 4, 5 tours of duty.
Yeah, you can't even get a discussion going on this radio station about Iraq anymore. All right, 6:51, 51 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk, John Turk, and traffic.
Jay, starting to build in a few different areas. Southbound 25 is a problem spot. Northland going to be stop and go from 104th down to 84th. As you make your way downtown, expect some more delays once you get past 58th Avenue. But traffic is still moving pretty decently through there, just a little heavy volumes. Got a couple surface street crashes out there to let you know about. One at Broadway near Alameda, another one at 72nd and Sims, that one involving a pedestrian. Elsewhere on the south end of the town, we're looking at some jams on eastbound C-470 from Wadsworth to Santa Fe. That's pretty thick there, moving across Littleton and Highlands Ranch. But elsewhere, looking pretty normal. Your forecast, mostly sunny, dry, and breezy. Look for a high around 60 degrees. Right now, 22 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Now at Safeway, get double gas rewards on gift card purchases. Just spend $100 on gift cards with your club card for...
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. You have got to check out Icon LASIK. Why? Because they can do... your eyes starting at $4.99 per eye. They have done over 65,000 procedures. They did my eyes, and they've done eyes of friends of mine. So if you're eye shy, or if you've always wanted LASIK, Icon is the place to go. Visit them in Denver at their location in Mexico and Colorado. You can't miss it. There's a big sign right there. Or in Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway. Or pick up the phone and call them, 720-524-1001.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office. A prestigious office. A la carte. And smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones all day, every day, for maybe a buck and a half an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
The leaves have fallen, and you'll be raking in the savings when you shop at The Lumber Guy. It's a great time to start those indoor projects. The Lumber Guy has the best deals on lumber, windows, doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. At The Lumber Guy, you'll find more savings than any other retail or surplus store. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Hi, this is Joe's Truly Dr. Daddy, asking you to tune in every Sunday from 3 p.m. until 5 p.m. for my show, Talking with Dr. Daddy-O, the show where we talk about what's happening in our local and national communities, our businesses, schools, political, civic, social, and religious activities, and many other problems that we face every day. So let's make a date, Sunday, Talking with Dr. Daddy-O, from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk Radio. Don't miss it.
200,000 dealers nationwide. There's one in every county in the U.S. Find your closest dealer at interstatebatteries.com.
AM760.net forum who complain that all I want to do is talk about cars and old music. So here's some old music.
I want to hold your hand. Oh, please.
John hates this.
Say to me.
But you just got to understand the historical significance of it. That's all.
And please say to me.
I do. I mean, it's all right. I just kind of burned down on it a long time ago. Well, just imagine. Just imagine how shocked parents were over this. And how threatened they felt about their kids and how they didn't understand what was going on. 6:56, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 58. I mean, pop music, rock and roll music today doesn't have that, do they? Does it? It doesn't have that kind of like tidal wave, kind of like shock effect of, you know, without using dirty lyrics. I mean, just something that was like a huge life changer where people just said, oh, wow.
Your evidence is just look at the winners of the American Music Awards last night, and if you can name like a good song from any of those artists, you know, I'd be surprised.
I mean, you had kids going to school with mop top haircuts in which they would get expelled, or not expelled, but told to go home and get a cut. They were wearing like Beatle boots and all that stuff. I mean, does anybody get that excited over any musical groups now?
The Jonas Brothers.
Seriously.
I think people get excited about the Jonas Brothers like that. And Hannah Montana.
Yeah, but the difference is that the Jonas Brothers and Hannah Montana didn't affect every sector of society. These guys did. Like, they really pitted adults against kids, and they were everywhere in the media, and they were just everywhere. But you got to remember one thing. Back in those days, there were not that many media choices. So when they were on like Ed Sullivan, a gazillion people saw him, because that's what you did on Sunday night. You watched Ed Sullivan, because there wasn't like an internet, and there wasn't cable TV, and you didn't have 50 million choices.
I think that made appointments with their television.
Yeah, that has something to do with it. I mean, how many people make appointments with their TV now?
With DVRs and TiVos, I'm probably not very many.
No. No, because you don't have to. I mean, that's the big thing. All right, coming up, I want to get some discussion with you out of Bush's statement about Iraq, and we'll see if we can actually launch a discussion about Iraq here on this Monday morning. So stick around.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones all day, every day, for maybe a buck and a half an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff, but you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. Paul Krugman has a Nobel Prize in economics, but even if he didn't, he'd probably know why the government is rushing to rescue Citigroup.
If Citigroup had not been bailed out, then the whole financial system could collapse.
CBS's Claire Lake tells us the rescue package was hammered out late last night.
The government plan includes a $20 billion investment in Citigroup, as well as guaranteeing up to $306 billion in risky loans. This is on top of the $25 billion the government has already pumped into Citigroup.
Wall Street was anxious to see the government step in. 30 minutes before the opening bell, S&P futures are up almost 22 points. President-elect Obama is working on an economic recovery plan of government spending and tax cuts that could approach $700 billion. Standard & Poor's economist David Weiss says there's no time to lose.
They really want to get things going as quickly as possible, and that means let's get the economic team in place so we can start making policy. You know, we don't want to wait 2 months until he gets in before we do anything.
The Obama economic team, led by Treasury Secretary-designate Tim Geithner, will be introduced 3 hours from now. CBS News has learned that University of California economics professor Christina Romer will be named to chair the Council of Economic Advisors. We'll get a fresh reading on the economy an hour from now, the October report on existing home sales. $4 gasoline has become $2 gasoline. The average driver is paying $1.97 a gallon, according to the latest Lundberg survey. That's down more than 50% from the summertime high of $4.11. Oil analyst Peter Butel says drivers should not take that as a green light to go back to their gas-guzzling ways.
We do need to be aware that this is really a temporary period, and that once the economy strengthens, oil prices probably will move back up again.
Flying with children in tow may never be easy, but it should be less of a struggle.
Dragging kids and gear through airport security is no fun for anyone.
I think someone who doesn't have kids would prefer us probably to be on another line.
Now there is another line for Corey Froome and other parents. Security lines for families at most major airports just rolled out. Get tested during this big travel week. The TSA's Russ McCaffrey.
We've seen a drop in the alarm rates at those locations because the families have additional time to make sure that they've got all the medals out of their pockets.
And in these lines, baby formula and other liquids can be in containers larger than 3 ounces. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Go to the hospital and doctors will ask about your medical history. The billing office may be just as interested in your financial history. CBS's Larry Miller tells us why.
Some hospitals are doing credit checks on their patients, looking at credit scores, credit card limits, and 401k balances. Some nonprofit hospitals who give free treatment to the poor want to make sure they are poor. Other medical centers want to make sure patients can pay for their care. According to Business Week, in the hospital industry, diagnosing a patient's financial position is known as a wallet biopsy.
This is CBS News.
It's the Sam's Club members-only day after Thanksgiving event. So what's on your holiday list?
I want a Wii system with games. And I want my own Wii remote.
An HDTV for football season. 32, 42, 52-inch height.
That's why the Sam's Club day after Thanksgiving event should be on your holiday shopping list. Find the season's must-have gifts, all at members-only prices. Not a member?
What?
There's still time to join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. The Sam's Club members-only day after Thanksgiving event. Friday, November 28th. Doors open at 5 a.m.
Looking for a market-proof vest? Try this on for size. A market-proof CD from GMAC Bank. It's FDIC insured. And better yet, their 12-month CD has a 4.25% annual percentage yield. That's positively one of the best rates available. And it guarantees your money makes money. Lock in now. Go to GMACBank.com or call 1-866-246-BANK. Open a CD with as little as $500 and feel confident knowing your money is wearing body armor. GMAC Bank. Smart. Simple. Safe. Member FDIC.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Retailers are scrambling for ways to draw shoppers amid predictions that smaller razors, higher food costs, and rising unemployment could limit how much Coloradans spend this holiday season. Colorado Retail Council President Christopher Howes says retailers may offer numerous discounts to get shoppers into their stores. Sales growth in the state is expected to be about 2% this holiday season, less than half the 4.4% average. A Lakewood mother says her kids will play only in the backyard from now on.
The kids came running because they were running from him.
Kimberly telling 9 News her 4- and 7-year-old daughters and a neighbor girl were playing in the yard when a man tried to force the 4-year-old into his car. Lakewood police are looking for 2 suspects, a man and a woman. A farm couple, the Millers, in Plattsville in Weld County, opened their fields to the public again this year, offering potatoes and other vegetables for the taking. They ran out last year.
So we planted extra this year.
David Patterson says they ended up with acres of extras, but they expected only a few thousand people to show up for the giveaway.
We estimate between 40 to 45,000 people showed up. 600,000 pounds of produce went out.
The farm's owners say they were overwhelmed by the traffic, so they plan to give even more food away next year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Very slow speeds on I-25 on the southbound side downtown. Same deal on 225 as you're making the Parker curve. Crews have just moved an accident on I-70 near Havana off the highway, but it's still a little bit heavy on both sides of the highway on those approaches. Surface street accidents near Broadway and Alameda, as well as 72nd and Kipling. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Soup.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
Available digitally at am760.net, on my blog at jmarvinblog.com. 707, 7 minutes after 7. Good morning. Sunny. High today, 58. I don't know what it is about this Monday morning, but I'm really loath to get into anything serious. Maybe I'm just going to waste away the whole show with nothing. I'm just in one of these moods to have fun. And maybe that has to do with the fact that the Thanksgiving holiday is coming up. Or I'm tired about talking about these same subjects all the time. Now, one thing we don't ever talk about, and it affects people here in Colorado, and that's Iraq. Because we've got young people and older people over there, and a good deal of them come from this state. Every state's got kids over there, and a good deal of them come from here in Colorado. And I haven't seen any polling information as of late about Iraq. As a matter of fact, Iraq very rarely ever gets talked about. Nobody really seems to have anything to say about it. And that's kind of understandable because right now the big story is the economy. And as I've said before, the news media feeds on whatever's out there that's important. And then they pick it, you know, they strip the skin off of it down to the bone and they just keep dragging it out. I mean, they drag it out longer than Ronald Reagan was dragged around the country after he died. So Iraq is kind of left on the back burner. Now we have the holidays coming up. And we've got Thanksgiving later this week. And we've got troops that are not home. And I wonder how many of you think about Iraq. I wonder how many of you think about it. Now, Mary and I have been buying USO phone cards forever and a day. But I just wonder how many of you think about it. And this incredible, what I think is an incredible pre-taped interview from George W. Bush. And I know he's a lame duck. And it doesn't make any difference what happens. I mean, he's leaving. But this says something about him, I think. That U.S. President George W. Bush believes the Iraq War was a success and is very pleased with what's happening there. He said in a pre-recorded interview broadcast on Japanese television network on Sunday. I think the decision to remove Saddam Hussein was right, Bush told the Sunday Program Project, of a private TV network. Saddam was an enemy of the United States, and a lot of people thought that he had weapons of mass destruction, Bush said, adding remarkable progress has been made in Iraq since the late dictator was toppled in 2003. People have been able to take their troops out of Iraq because Iraq is becoming successful. I'm very pleased with what is taking place there now, adding that there is still a lot of work to be done. We are bringing troops home because of the success in Iraq, but Iraq is not completely safe. So there will be a U.S. presence for a while there at the request of the Iraqi government. Now, that's not what I understand. I understand the Iraqi government wants us to leave. Some 4,200 U.S. soldiers have been killed in the country in a war that has also cost the U.S. hundreds of billions of dollars. And Barack Obama says he's going to bring the troops home within 16 months. Now, is there any comment out there to what Bush says here? I mean, maybe this is not worth devoting any time to doing a talk show over, or at least a segment of a talk show. Because maybe this is so evidently out there that no one would want to call up and disagree with my take on things, that how can you live? How can you live in such an environment? How can you believe that? And if Iraq is such a success, why do we have to stay? Why can't we just leave? Why can't kids from Colorado come home and have Thanksgiving with their families? I mean, is there anybody out there who sees it the same way that the president sees it? And at this point, maybe it's not worth discussing this whole thing about George W. Bush. Because I hate that. I hate getting on the radio and saying, oh, this is a bad guy and blah, blah. You know what? Everybody knows, or at least I think everybody knows, that he's probably one of the, he will go down in history as one of the most incompetent presidents we've ever had. But this idea that he would tell a foreign television station that he's very pleased with what's happening in Iraq, that we've had 4,200 U.S. soldiers killed, and the war has cost us hundreds of billions of dollars. I just find that to be amazing. I just find that to be incredible. I haven't seen something like this since the Vietnam War, where they used to have the Friday afternoon press conferences, and they would tell you how good we were doing, and then they would release the amount of casualties. And after a while, the public began to get into the sense that, hey, we're not being told the truth, we're not being leveled, they're not leveling with us. And Barack Obama coming in has got a whole host of problems to deal with, and This is one of those problems about Iraq. And does anybody have the feeling out there, because I certainly have got it, that this current administration is going to slip away not having to pay any penalty for what they have done? How could, I mean, do you remember back when Bill Clinton got into trouble? And I remember being here in Denver when that happened. And we talked about it every single day on the radio here. And by and large, most of the people I talked to, regardless of their political affiliation, thought that Clinton was wrong, that he had lied, that they entertained the notion that maybe he should be removed from office. And there was a big squawk over this, because I remember being here and I remember the phones just being loaded with people who were angry about it. As a matter of fact, we were getting calls from all over the state. And we didn't even have online streaming back in those days. And we were getting calls. Anybody who could barely hear us was on the phone calling in. Now, we have all of this go on, and nobody has much of anything to say. I mean, no one has much to say about this, that this guy openly lied to us, and nobody has anything to say. Now, with the unemployment rate jumping up in Colorado, and most of us scared about our jobs, and most of us nervous, I can understand where Iraq would not be the number one topic at the turkey table this Thanksgiving. But still, this is going on. And you've got a leader of the country who thinks that things are okay there, and that he's very pleased with what's happening there. And there is still violence going on there. It's just, it doesn't make the front pages anymore, and nobody really covers it because of the focus on the economy. So nobody really gets to it. And I don't even know where I'm taking this conversation this morning. I just like your reaction to the president's statement about Iraq, that he's very pleased with what's happening there, and that he thinks that removing Saddam Hussein was the right things to do. All right, anybody agree with that, or do you disagree with it? At 303-713-7600. I got one line open at 303-713-7600, and let's talk a little bit about something that doesn't get much attention, which is the situation in Iraq. And I maintain that the money we have spent there, the hundreds of billions of dollars, has aggravated the situation we're in now with the economy. I argue that that's part of the problem that we have, because look, if we had that money, what we could do. All right, I'll take your calls coming up. 717, 17 minutes after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Turk with traffic.
Really starting to fill up on the highways around around town, but no accidents on the major thoroughfares. Looking at jams southbound 225 from Parker Road to Yosemite. Stop and go there. Same deal on 25 as you're heading out of Northland at 104th. Again, after I-70 on the south end of town. Looking at some pretty lengthy jams on C-470 this morning. Really last for eastbounders from Wadsworth all the way up to Quebec Street as you approach the mall there. Also looking at some jams on 76 in Commerce City from 74th to 20. A few problems off the highways. Got an auto ped accident, 72nd near Kipling. It's actually a little closer to Sims. Got one at Broadway and Alameda. And a two-vehicle crash. One car is on fire, reported at 58th near Sheridan. Your forecast, mild and sunny.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs
without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You Choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe a buck and a half an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
When shopping for holiday gadgets, some search engines get you lost in all the links, but not Yahoo Search. To prove it, we switched Mark's Google page with Yahoo and brought a mall Santa along for the ride.
Ho, ho, ho!
Man, I'm sick of mall Santas.
Ho. You'll never get tired of how Yahoo Search helps you shop. Type a gift like digital camera.
Hey, there's popular brands, ratings, buyer's guides, all at the top of the page.
It's a miracle on... what street are we on?
Switch to Yahoo Search and get straight to your answers. Start now at yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
Maybe it's just me being a coach and all, but I thought winning was supposed to be hard. So Staples is doing this gifted for free thing where 10,000 people are going to win their entire purchase. GPSs, digital cameras. You know what? You're awesome at listening to the radio. You deserve a trophy or something, too. I mean, everyone else is winning these days. 10,000 winners, everything in the cart. Where's the challenge, Staples? Go to giftedforfree.com if you absolutely must. No purchase necessary. Go to giftedforfree.com for official rules. Must be 18 or older. Ends 12/24/08.
Doing solar for more than a decade. Solar heating, solar hot water, wind systems, and solar electric systems that will spin your meter backwards. That means you're saving money on your energy bills right away. The average system saves people up to $100 per month. At SolSource, we can show you how to be green and save green at the same time. Call SolSource today to find out how. 303-297-1874 or SolSourceInc.com.
Interstate Batteries knows cold winter weather can really strain a car battery. Be safe and have yours tested at one of Interstate Batteries' 200,000 dealers nationwide. There's one in every county in the U.S. Find your closest dealer at InterstateBatteries.com.
This is going to be a tough holiday season for countless families across America, yet those in Washington seem to take such a callous attitude, allowing this grind to continue without action. Look, we're in debt up to our ears. Can we at least feel good about it?
Ed Schultz, mornings 10 to 1.
Can we get some kind of tax credit? Can we get some kind of relief? Can you do something for the short-term holiday season?
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Why not?
They should have used this music as the background music when Sarah Palin was giving that press conference and they were beheading all those turkeys. 7:22, 22 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. George W. Bush says he's pleased with the success we've had in Iraq. He's pleased with what's happening there. And he believes that removing Saddam Hussein was the right thing to do. We don't talk much about Iraq these days. Any reaction to this craziness? Anybody got anything to say about this? 303-713-7600. Here's Tommy the Commie in Chicago. Tom, what's up, man?
19 Paul, buddy.
19 Paul, brother, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Same to you and to Mary.
You bet.
Yes, this Iraq, I put that as the most important thing when I was deciding who to vote for president on the same par as the economy, because I value the lives of the guys we and women we have over there. But the problem, we really didn't expect President Bush to admit this was a mistake. You know, maybe that's something for 10 years down the line when he writes his memoirs or something. So now we got to focus on having President-elect Obama get those guys the heck out of there as quickly as possible. That's what we got to work on and just say good riddance to this guy in the White House now. That's the thing we have to work. And I'm worried that some of the things Obama has said that we're going to be there longer than we expected he'd have us there.
Well, he said he would take them out in 16 months. So that's not going to be overnight. But the thing is, do you think in reality he's ever going to admit that he made a mistake? And even more than that,
he lied.
Yeah, he lied. And I mean,
right.
Listen, when Clinton lied over a blue dress, do you remember that?
Yes. Yeah, there was a big outcry on that in the Republican Party. You're right.
But, I mean, they never stopped. They never stopped, and they still haven't stopped to this day bringing that whole incident up. Yeah. Yet here's a guy who lied and got us into a war, got 4,200 people killed.
Over foolishness.
Yeah, and there's no... I mean, he's just going to get out of office, and it's like, who's going to say anything about it?
Well, nobody's going to hold him accountable. Maybe that will be for history. We got to wait and see. But we don't expect him to admit that he made that mistake, and he probably never will. But we have to make sure that we get people in power now. I mean, with the Obama team that will say, hey, let's keep going. Let's get the heck out of there. But I've been reading some things in Progressive magazine that says some of the people that he has on his transition team, in fact, were people who supported the invasion of Iraq and the lie about weapons of mass destruction.
Well, I think there are a lot of people who fall into that category. I think there were very few people at the time who, and I'm talking about prominent people, who didn't support it. But I think everybody now uniformly admits, you know, it's kind of like global warming, okay? Everybody now uniformly admits it was a mistake. You've got a few people that are holdouts, just like you got a few people who think that global warming is man-made.
Right.
I mean, excuse me, is not man-made, but that it's some kind of cyclical kind of thing that the Earth goes through.
Right. Are you worried, though, that he wants to do more in Afghanistan, send more troops over to Afghanistan?
Yeah, you mean Obama?
Yes.
Yeah, but I think he has to. I don't think we have a choice. I mean, we should have never left there in the first place. We should have never gone to Iraq. There was no reason to go to Iraq. We should have stayed there. We've got to get the Taliban and kill them. I mean, that's the only, you know, you can't reason with them. You can't deal
right.
with them. But we've got to be careful about how we do it, too. And on top of that, he's got to make a concerted effort, and we have to make a concerted effort to win hearts and minds in the Middle East, and that's not going to come easy.
Right, and you're correct that, and I think we're going to have some problems with some but he admitted he made a mistake when he mentioned something about the Palestinian rights recently, too.
Well, I think there has to be balance there, too. I mean, I think that the Palestinians deserve to have their own state. But you got to be careful. There's got to be balance, and you got to be careful about how you do it. Hopefully, this administration coming in will spend more time concentrating on that situation, where the administration that's going out spent little or no time on that. So, you know, hopefully he'll rectify that. Thing is, you know, you're a cop. You got a suspect in a house, and the suspect's got a gun. What do you do about it?
Well, you have to weigh all your options.
And the guy won't negotiate with you. I mean, you know, after you've tried to negotiate, he's not going to negotiate with you. And basically what he wants to do is he wants to, you know, get into a shootout with you.
Right. Well, then you have to, I guess you got to go get him be safe about it and not sacrifice any officers. You could weigh him out, I suppose.
But, you know, that can only go on for so long.
Oh, yeah, that can only go on for so long. You're not going to wait out there for 2 days. You're going to have to eventually take some type of action.
Well, I think that's where we are in Afghanistan. We can't wait to the Taliban out. We got to kill them. Because
yeah.
we have no choice.
We made that mistake a long time ago, and look what happened in Pakistan. Now they're all over Pakistan. So
because we never effectively went after them. Instead, we were fixated with these false claims of weapons of mass destruction and having to go to Baghdad instead of finishing things off there.
You're right.
I mean, that's what we need to do. I mean, that would be the same thing. You got a guy in a house with a gun, and suddenly, a chief, pulls you off of that and says, go to this address, because we suspect that they have machine guns. So you go there, and there's nothing there.
Right.
Well, what about the guy with the gun in the house?
Well, yeah, that problem is still there, so you have to take care of that. But I just hope that it's not going to be more prolonged than what we were being told about how long we're going to keep the troops in Iraq.
No, we've got to get out of Iraq. He said 16 months. I believe he'll stick to it. We've got to get out of there, and we have to address other business, and there's no question about that. And we've got to do it because because Afghanistan is spiraling out of control. And after all, let's remember why we got into all of this. You know, we got into all of this because we were told that this was part of the war on terror. As a matter of fact, I still see so-called, quote-unquote, mainstream talking heads, pundits, get on the air and claim that there was a connection between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein when that's been refuted,
right?
You know, frickin' what, 3 years ago?
Yeah, I still get in disagreements with guys at work. They still believe that misinformation given out by the Bush administration. They still believe, and then they try to use the Bush line that the weapons were moved out before they went in there.
Oh yeah, I've run into people too who have said to me in a serious way that they believe that those weapons are in like Syria,
yeah,
or Lebanon.
Right, as if our intelligence wouldn't have seen those being moved. If that was
it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Well, the people who support the Bush administration, they're going to think that he's guys who actually think that he's the best president in their lives. You're never going to sway their opinion. But we just got to do the right thing and get those troops out of there before more lives are lost.
I would agree. Hey man, are you working on Thanksgiving?
I'm on furlough, so.
Ah, good for you.
I'll be working a couple of days while I'm off, but I'm on furlough now, so just doing some stuff around the house.
So what are you doing for? You say you're going to work a couple of days. What are you doing for secondary employment?
Well, I'll be at the airport tonight. So if anybody's flying into Chicago, they put me up to work at midnight up at O'Hara Field, as Mayor Daley used to say. So I'll be working there in one or two nights of the project, making some Christmas money, you know.
All right, so somebody's flying from Denver to Chicago, and they get an O'Hare late tonight, like let's say 11?
Well, I don't start till midnight, so if they get in there after midnight.
How do they find you?
Just ask for Detective Tom when they stop one of the. I'll come over and buy them a cup of Starbucks, the only thing that's open at midnight, Starbucks kiosk.
Well, you can't pick up the white courtesy phone?
I don't think they have those, do they? I don't know. Those are only like at the various airline counters, so they can just ask for Detective Tom, and then, you know, I'll come down to see him.
All right. Well, if anybody comes through Chicago tonight or any other night.
Well, I'm not there every night. I'm only there a couple days a month, so. But
okay, right. Well, tonight, if you're going to O'Hare, ask for a Detective Tom. And Tommy will come down and see you.
You got it.
All right, man.
Thanks, buddy. Say hello to Mary for me, and work for the world unite.
Yeah, and say hello to Michelle and your family.
I will.
All right,
take
brother.
Care.
See you.
Bye.
Workers of the world, relax. That's what I say. Let's go to Doug in Westminster. Doug, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, big guy?
Well, I'm hanging in here, man.
Yeah, it's a happy Monday regardless, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, I don't know much about constitutional law, of course, but when this clown is out, is there anything in our Constitution that says we can at least go back for the record and show what this guy's done and just put it on his record even though he's out? Anything
oh,
like
yeah,
that?
That stuff will come out, sure.
But I mean, is it something that we can actually legislate and you know, the both houses?
We don't have to.
Okay.
We don't have to. But I guarantee you there'll be tons of Freedom of Information Act filings.
Well, I'll tell you, once the press can finally breathe again, I think you're right. There's going to be a whole lot. But somebody just asked me that over the weekend, if there was anything possible in our Constitution that says, for the record, we could just slap a big one on them. So,
no, that stuff will come out. It always does. Some of it's coming out now.
I know, and it's slowly starting to get there, and it's really kind of interesting to see how far this is really going to play out. So,
well, I think eventually it's all going to come out.
I hope so. Anyhow, if I don't talk to you through the rest of the week, have a great Turkey Day, you and Turk and everybody at the station, and we'll be listening.
You got it, man. We appreciate it, and have a good Thanksgiving.
You got it, buddy.
Okay, see ya.
See ya.
303-713-7600. Well, Iraq lasted all of 30 minutes. Now the lines are dead. So that topic must have sucked. They were there. Where'd they go? I don't know. They don't care about it, I guess. I guess I'm the only one thinking about it.
I bet there'll be a lot of families living here in Colorado will be thinking about it when their loved ones aren't here.
Yeah, how about somebody that, you know, lives here in Colorado that's son or daughter is out there fighting right now? How are they feeling right now?
Yeah, I'd like to know if there's anybody out there.
I'd like to hear from somebody that thinks that the Iraq War has been a success.
Yeah, I would too. At 303-713-7600. I'd like to hear the logic behind that. All right, 7:34, 34 minutes after the hour. Traffic, John.
Jay, things still looking pretty good on the freeways around town. Just small jams in the normal spots, like 225 coming out of Aurora at Parker Road. Same deal heading southbound on 25 around I-70 going past Spear Boulevard. C-470 pretty full for you this morning across Littleton and Highlands Ranch. Starts at Wadsworth. Going to break loose for you a little bit around Quebec Street. Got a few surface street crashes out there. Actually, emergency crews just cleared that one at Broadway and Alameda, so that intersection moving a little better. Do have an auto ped crash at 72nd near Kipling. Got some emergency vehicles going on out there, and another two-vehicle accident. One car reportedly on fire at 58th near Sheridan. Your forecast, mostly sunny, dry, and breezy. Look for a high near 60. Right now, 26 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Looking to spend a little less on your holiday gifts this season? Check out the latest steals and deals at gifts.com. You'll find...
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. You have got to check out Icon LASIK. Why? Because they can do your eyes starting at $499 per eye. They have done over 65,000 procedures. They did my eyes, and they've done eyes of friends of mine. So if you're eye shy, or if you've always wanted LASIK, Icon is the place to go. Visit them in Denver at their location in Mexico and Colorado. You can't miss it. There's a big sign right there. Or in Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway. Or pick up the phone and call them, 720-524-1001.
The leaves have fallen, and you'll be raking in the savings when you shop at The Lumber Guy. It's a great time to start those indoor projects. The Lumber Guy has the best deals on lumber, windows, doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. At The Lumber Guy, you'll find more savings than any other retail or surplus store. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff. A la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe $1.50 an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Well, this is a message about buying into something. Let's redefine Christmas. Consider giving those you care about donations to their favorite charities in their names and ask that they do the same for you. Your giving will do far more good in the world, and chances are you'll like the way it feels. If this sounds like something you can buy into, visit the website redefinechristmas.org.
Daddy?
My leg. Mommy.
Danny, honey, where are you? I can't see you.
They don't know where we are, do they?
Help us, please!
They can't hear us, Mommy.
They can't see, can't move. They're all alone. Or so they think. The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation needs your support. Call 1-888-4K9-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. Be part of the search. Made possible by Search Dog USA.
Your audio antidote to screaming, yelling, over-the-top, heat-up white boys. 7:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin, controversial conversation for mature consenting adults. Sunny, high today, 58. We're talking about George Bush's statement that the Iraq War was a success, and he's very pleased with what's happening there. He said this in a pre-recorded statement to Japanese television. Here's Judy in LaPorte, who has a son over there. Judy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah,
hello.
Hi.
I just wanted to let you know my son's over there, and he's supposed to be home. His missions supposedly are done, and he's supposed to be home middle of next month, so we're hoping for Christmas, but I've heard that before, as he was stopgapped once.
Oh, he was?
But, yeah. But anyway, when he was home on leave last summer, excuse me, he said that, well, you know, Mom, things are, in some areas, they're calming down, and that we really don't need to be there anymore because they're Iraqi police and the Iraqi army are ready to take care of themselves. And he said, now they do. He says they still get pot shots taken at them, but that they do, like, well, not really public service, but, you know, they'll distribute what community relations and whatnot. So, you know, that's coming right from a young man's mouth that's been over there, and he's seen some pretty nasty stuff.
Well, that's, you know what, that's great. So that would mean, that would mean technically we could, well, no, not technically, that means we could get out.
We can't, yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, this is assault, and I'm sure there's other young men and women who, you know the same thing, that, hey, we don't, and for myself, I wouldn't have had any problem with him going to Afghanistan, because that's where we should have been. So to be lied to and have my son end up fighting for Halliburton just, burned my butt.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, those are, you know, those are the people who have really gotten, have really had it good. Over, you know, what's going on, all the private contractors and people like Blackwater and the rest of them. But listen, I mean, I think the premise for going in there was wrong. I think we were lied to, but if things are that great now, then...
Why can't we leave?
Well, yeah, why do we have to wait? You know, I mean...
We gotta drag our feet.
Yeah, why would we, you know, well, it would take us a while to get totally out of there, but...
Well, and you can't leave a vacuum. I mean, anybody with any sense at all can see that, and it sucks that we're in that position, but yeah, there's no reason why when Obama actually gets to sit in the White House that he can't start bringing them home, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Judy, have a good Thanksgiving, and
and
God bless
you,
and God bless your son, even though I don't believe in God, but tell him thank you for his service to the country, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Enjoy the jerky I'm sending you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to Chuck in Jeffco County. Chuck, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. I'm one of those few guys that got to serve his country twice in war, first in Vietnam and then in Iraq. I was retired in 2003. I got recalled specifically for service in Iraq in 2005. I went over there as working in civil affairs. And all my time in the Army from when I was drafted in 68 till I retired in 2003 was serving with the Army Green Berets. So when I went over there, I thought, civil affairs, that's a pretty good job. And it was. I first served in Kirkuk for about 3 months, and we helped pacify three major areas up there, Tahook, Sulaymaniyah, and Erbil, and we're well on our way to pacifying Kirkuk. I got moved down to Bakuba, which was a hotbed of Sunni Shia infighting. And down there, we opened up three courts. We built half a dozen schools, four water projects. I was in charge of 15 or 16 civil projects, water purification plants. And I wasn't an officer. I was an enlisted guy. When they found out I was a lawyer, they put me on the government team, and I, as I said, I helped open three courts. If I hadn't left in April of 2006, I was working with this female Iraqi lawyer to try to rewrite the divorce laws. So we've done a lot in Iraq. We've built a lot of things. I was involved in community policing. We helped train and build up the Iraqi police program in Bakuba. So, yeah, I think we've had a tremendous amount of success over there.
Do you think going there was right?
Yes, I absolutely think going over there was right. If we hadn't gone over there, then there's a distinct possibility. No, forget distinct possibility. Saddam Hussein would still be in power. If you took a drive up to Kurdistan, which is the five northern provinces, and you talk to the Kurds, they want to make George Bush a saint because he's the one that made it possible for them to be free.
You know, I understand that, and I understand that feeling, and I understand that Saddam Hussein was not a good guy, and I think that most people believe that, and most people know it, but the problem is, how do you decide who's bad and you're going to take action against, and who's bad and you're not going to do anything about it? I mean, I think that that's the big inconsistency, because we've got people, and you know this, we've got people around the world who are, who are bad state actors, and yet we just won't do anything about them.
Well, I agree with you on that. You can't be a policeman all over the world.
So what made Iraq different from any place else?
I guess because there was an ability to do something. We've done something before in 1991. There are those, I don't believe it, there are those who think we should have finished the job then. I don't think it was possible. I think because of the coalition that was going on, we couldn't do that. But we could in 2003. And there's a wonderful story. I was working with this British soldier who told me that the night before the attack in 2003, there were these four British officers that were they were with the British division or brigade, whatever it was, that was going to breach the wall and start the invasion. And they walked on top of this berm that separated Kuwait from Iraq just to see what was going on the other side. And it was probably about 6 o'clock in the evening, so the sun was still up. And they walk over the berm, and as soon as they get to where they're visible, like about 400 or 500 Iraqis got their arms in the air, and they're walking towards them. And the Brit calls up one of the interpreters and says, "Tell them it's tomorrow." And the next day, the same thing happened. 400 or 500 Iraqis gave up.
If you have that, then why all the turmoil afterwards? And how did 4,200 Americans lose their lives, plus on top of that, hundreds of billions of dollars because we could do something about it? I mean, there are other people out there,
sure,
who are as worse or even much more terrible.
How long did our Civil War last? If you say 4 years, you're wrong.
No, I'm not going to say 4 years.
It lasted almost 16. 12 years after the fighting started, after the fighting stopped in 1865, we were still putting down insurgents all over the country, Ku Klux Klan.
Okay, but the difference there would be that was an internal matter in this country, and you had one part of the country that was trying to secede from the other part. In this case, the rationale for going after Saddam Hussein and what was sold to the American people turned out not to be true, and now we've got trouble in Afghanistan. I mean, if things are such a success there, and if they're so good, then why can't we just come home? I mean, why do we have to stay?
No, there's no reason we can't come home.
Well, Bush says we're going to stay.
Well, yeah. Look how long we stayed in Korea. But no, I understand that at some point the fighting is going to stop, and it's going to become the same thing as Germany and Korea are right now. I mean, we have an opportunity to have, and I'm one of those people that believes in Joe Biden, and I hope some of my friends aren't listening to this station, but Joe Biden is the one that believes, like me, that we should basically make Iraq a tripartite, give the northern five provinces to the Kurds and the bottom eight provinces to the Shia.
Well, I believe, you know what, I also believe that, you know what, I would just say to you that I don't think Iraq will ever be like Germany or Korea. You know why? Because Germany didn't have near the tribal infighting that Iraq has got. And, you know, even if we are having success there, we went there on a faulty premise. And that's the worst thing that you can ever do, is lie to people to get their sons and daughters into a conflict in which they just don't come home. Chuck, thank you. I appreciate the call, and have a good Thanksgiving.
You too.
All right. We'll see you. 7:48, 48 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And John Turk covers traffic.
Our first highway crash of the morning, southbound I-25 around Spear Boulevard. That's adding to the jams that we normally see there coming into downtown. You're going to hit it around 58th Avenue. It's going to last all the way past Spear there. Other jams around town, southbound 25 up in Northland are around 104th. Also busy getting out of Aurora, southbound 225. Going to be stop and go from Parker Road on past Yosemite. Also seeing eastbound approaches into the city starting to bunch up, especially on 270, C-470, 6th Avenue. End on I-70. Most of those could be due to some sun glaring this morning. It's going to be a nice sunny day. Breezy, too, with a high near 60. Right now, 26 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You'll pay less every day at Freeway Ford, guaranteed. Right now at the Freeway, get an 09 Escape or Fusion for just $14.9. That's the newest.
Right now, our customers are seeing an annual return on investment of between 5 and 6%. How are your investments doing these days? Hi, this is Jeff Scott of SolSource. We've been doing solar for more than a decade. Solar heating, solar hot water, wind systems, and solar electric systems that will spin your meter backwards. That means you're saving money on your energy bills right away. The average system saves people up to $100 per month. At SolSource, we can show you how to be green and save green at the same time. Call SolSource today to find out how. 303-297-1874 or SolSourceInc.com.
Suffering. For free information on how to reduce your debt by up to 70%, call the Relion Group at 1-800-400-6571. We'll match you with an expert who'll help settle your debt for less than you owe and dramatically reduce your monthly payment so you can finally become debt-free. Do it for your family. If you have over $15,000 in credit card debt, call for free information today and be on your way to becoming debt-free before you even hang up the phone. For free information that will help you reduce your debt by up to 70%, call 1-800-400-6571. 1-800-400-6571.
The Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign is in full swing. The Red Kettle program has been the Salvation Army's signature fundraising effort for many years. Through your generous donations, the Salvation Army has helped thousands of Denver families, especially during the holiday season. In fact, 83 cents of every dollar donated goes directly to help those right here in Denver. And the Red Kettle campaign provides seasonal employment by hiring bell ringers. The Salvation Army can't do this without you. Help a needy family in Denver this holiday season. Stop by your local King Supers, Safeway, or Walmart to make a donation. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center, located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
7:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 at Progressive Talk. Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance, and here's our man Mike Spear, Executive Vice President. And Mr. Spear,
hey.
We're going to have Barack Obama roll out his economic team today.
Yep.
We also have a proposed $25 billion more going to Citicorp. How's that affecting the market?
Well, let's see what Citigroup is doing right now. Citigroup is up $1.90 on that news. That's 50%. A 50% jump in Citigroup stock today. It's at $5.66 a share. It closed last week at, $3.77? So a big jump today. But I've heard a number of conservatives today a couple of them applauding Barack Obama's initial comments on some of his financial people that he's talking about putting in place. So I'm happy to hear that it sounds like at least initially we're getting cooperation from both sides of the aisle, and hopefully that'll free things up. Having said that, I do think that we still have challenges facing us in the market today. And, it's a tough road to go on your own. You've probably seen this, Jay, the commercial of the little kid in the crib that's talking. He says, I just bought a stock, and I'll leave the brokerage firm name out of it. But he says, I just bought a stock. And then a couple of seconds later, he spits up all over himself.
Yeah, I have seen that.
I think
that's a, I think it's a perfect commercial for the person trying to do it themselves. In fact, it's the same way for working with many advisors these days. I mean, the market just makes you want to barf sometimes. I thought it was a real interesting thing. It's so easy. I just bought a stock a minute ago, and they go,
yeah.
And then he throws up. So, you know, I wouldn't be trying to navigate these waters on my own. The Dow this morning, Jay, right now is up 69 points. The NASDAQ Composite's up 16 and three quarts. The S&P is up 9 and a quart. The Marvin, a.k.a. the Russell, is up 3 and a third. So we are seeing a little positive follow-through this morning on, I guess, the news from Citigroup, as well as people still applauding the choices last week by Barack Obama. So hopefully that'll continue.
Well, let's hope we can get some good confidence in the market, which will help it climb a little bit. And you mentioned about navigating these tough waters, and you're a steady captain, and I recommend everybody call 303-749-2770. That's 303-749-2770. I don't care who's doing your portfolio right now. You need to go to Michael Spear, because Michael Spear knows what he is doing. He is giving advice to Mary and I wouldn't send you someplace that we wouldn't go ourselves. So 303-749-2770, Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance. Mike Spear's got the map. All you got to do is access the information from Mr. Spear, correct?
Wow, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Well, I wouldn't say it wasn't true.
I understand. I appreciate your confidence, buddy.
Plus, on top of that, if you go to lunch with Mike, he's like an expert at grabbing the check. Next time we go to lunch, I'm bringing a hammer and a nail.
All right, you got it, pal.
I'm going to nail your hand down so you can't take the check.
Well, you know, what are you going to do?
Nail your hand down.
All right, pal.
We love you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
See you, Jay.
7:55, 55 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
He's a number 48 to switch to Geico.
As much as you enjoy the experience, you won't have to go to the post office. We can automatically debit your checking account or even charge a premium to your credit card. It's easy, and you never have to worry about mailing your car insurance premium again. But we must warn you, you won't get to use any postage stamps. I hear they're coming out with some pretty cool designs.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And it's all over for this.
The darkness of Jim Morrison and the Doors. 7:56, 56 minutes after the hour here. Sunny, high today, 58. We're talking about the president thinking that Iraq was a success. Here's Greg in Thornton. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay. I've got a different bent on the Vietnam War as a veteran. I believe it was a war of a lie, and I thought that was going to be the last war we fought for a lie, and here we go again. And I've been, you know, on the picket line protesting the war, and the FBI filming us. And
oh, Lord. We're back to that again, too.
I mean, it's middle-aged women, and I'm probably the most threatening individual at age 60. But I have a different bent on the other person involved. The loss of lives. You know, I went and saw my high school buddies, in caskets, and they never did raise a family. And you know, I'm just still upset about it, and plus the suicide rate, the Iraq war, more people have died, you know, between, you know, the first one and the second one than have died in combat. We're over 6,000 suicides, and it's all kept quiet. Katie Couric had a two-part program at primetime, television, never appeared in any of our local papers.
Yeah, that's something. That's something that's not much discussed about GIs and mental health, and it's something that should be out there loud and clear. Greg, thank you. I'm out of time. Thank you for your service, and thanks for calling up and lending your expertise.
Thank you.
All right, you got it. There's a guy who's serious. 7:58, 58 minutes after the hour. More coming up here.
Yeah.
Listen to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, online at am760.net. Don't miss a minute of AM 760 from work, courtesy of John Buckley, Attorney at Law. jbuckleylaw.com. It's AM 760 on am760.net.
Do you feel like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year? Are you a man over 60 interested in improving your health? If so, the Division of Geriatric Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Sciences Center is recruiting healthy men 60 years old and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health. As men age, their body produces less of the male hormone testosterone. This process can lead to low energy levels, decreased sex drive, the loss of muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory screening and physical examination, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call Beth at 720-848-6399.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The stock market has picked up where it left off last Friday. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are up 115 points. The NASDAQ Composite is up 26. The stock market's mood is fueled by news of the latest government rescue.
Citigroup is too big to fail. If it were to fail, it would take the rest of the financial system with it.
Economist Mark Zandi, the rescue includes $20 billion in fresh capital for Citigroup and a government guarantee for more than $300 billion in risky loans. The Citigroup rescue is sure to come up when President Bush meets shortly with Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. 2 hours from now, President-elect Obama will introduce key members of his economic team. Economist David Weiss says the new administration is moving at breakneck speed.
They want to get the team in place so they can try to get new team's policies passed in Congress as soon as possible.
And that could include an economic stimulus package of tax cuts and government spending approaching $700 billion. Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman tells us, in the CBS News early show, even that may not be enough.
We need $600 billion next year alone. So I'm actually worried that this plan may be too small. I mean, this is an enormous crisis. You've got to hit it with an enormous stimulus to buck the economy up.
The National Association of Home Builders is lobbying for tax credits and mortgage subsidies to reinvigorate the dead-as-a-doornail housing market. Obama economic advisor Jared Bernstein isn't convinced that's a good idea.
It's not at all clear that the thing we'd want to be doing right now is subsidizing more home building. In fact, underlying our current very deep economic woes is a very overbuilt housing sector.
The real estate industry has just reported a drop of more than 3% in existing home sales last month. A raise? Forget it. Holiday bonus? Not this year. Experts say businesses are hell-bent to cut costs in the face of a weakening economy. David Lewis runs an outplacement company in Stamford, Connecticut.
We've instituted a salary freeze at this point. We've actually traditionally provided fairly substantial gifts to our clients at the end of each year. This year we have cut that out. We're going to make a donation to a local charity.
Overseas, a pair of bombings in Baghdad took at least 18 lives. In Bangkok, thousands of Thais took part in a peaceful demonstration to protest government corruption. A few months ago, a Georgia woman struck it rich. Now she's broke, but as CBS's Larry Miller tells us, she's keeping a promise to special needs children.
Georgia school superintendent Kathy Cox won $1 million on the game show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? She donated the cash to schools for the deaf and blind. But now she and her husband have filed for bankruptcy, more than $3.5 million in debt. The losses were incurred when the housing downturn hit his building business. Despite the family misfortune, Cox says she's honoring the donation. A foundation has been set up to handle the money.
This is CBS News.
It's the Sam's Club members only day after Thanksgiving event. So what's on your holiday list?
I want a Wii system with games. And I want my own Wii remote.
An HDTV for football season. 32, 42, 52 inch height.
That's why the Sam's Club day after Thanksgiving event should be on your holiday shopping list. Find the season's must-have gifts all at members only prices. Not a member?
What?
There's still time to join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. The Sam's Club members only day after Thanksgiving event. Friday, November 28th. Doors open at 5 a.m.
Why hasn't someone thought of this before? Take the hybrid to its logical extreme.
put a hybrid propulsion system in a place where it can do some real good. A full-size SUV utilizing electric and gasoline working together to do full-size chores. The Chevy Tahoe Hybrid. It's a whole new level of efficiency. The Green Car Journal thinks so. They named it their 2008 Green Car of the Year. At participating dealers only. Go to Chevy.com and learn more.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A new crime survey places Centennial as the safest city in Colorado and the 38th safest in the nation. Boulder's at 61. The city crime rankings puts Denver 257th out of 385 cities surveyed. The study factors in various crimes like auto theft, robbery, and murder. Last on the list, New Orleans, the most dangerous and the safest, Ramapo, New York. Down, 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 go get gas prices. Here's analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices dropped another 33 cents per gallon in the past 2 weeks.
ColoradoGasPrice.com reports its local price snapshot at $1.77 per gallon for regular unleaded. The Denver Rescue Mission says it needs 6,000 turkeys to meet the need this Thanksgiving, and it has only about two-thirds that number.
It's not so much just, you know, the people that we would typically look at in the lower income neighborhoods. It's more to the middle class.
Volunteer Bob Zuniga talking with 9 News. And a red pollution advisory in effect today for the metro area. State health officials say the region's air quality is poor or will likely deteriorate during the day today. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
The Denver Drive's really getting busy with some of those eastbound routes suffering the most, like C-470 between Broadway and Quebec, as well as 6th Avenue this after Wadsworth Pass Federal. I-25 remains very slow downtown after crews cleaned up a wreck that occurred near Spear. Keep in mind that lots of kids are heading to school this time of day. We've had a couple different accidents involving pedestrians, like Sheridan in Florida, as well as 72nd in Kipling. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Make the leap from paying cash to using Express Toll. You won't have to stop at toll booths or dig for change, and starting in January, you'll save.
You know where knowing the name of George Clooney's first movie meets me winning something huge? I'm there.
Yeah, knowing that can win you a new iPod Nano. Hit State Farm Celebrity Trivia at iHeartMusic.com. Keyword State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All tires are on sale this Friday and Saturday only, with unbeatable prices on all the big brands. And Friday, 5 a.m. to noon, drop off your car and go shop with a $60 gift card when you buy 4 Michelin, Goodyear, Bridgestone, or BF Goodrich TA tires. Don't miss this huge tire sale at Sears. And don't just give a gift, grant a wish.
Exclusions and restrictions apply. See store for details. Gift card offer ends 11/28/08. Sale ends 11/29/08.
Let's just not start off in a negative mood, I tell you.
I know this guy from somewhere.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
Good morning, Jay.
Love your show, Jay. It's really great to listen to you.
And I appreciate what you do on the radio.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
In the digital world at am760.net, and you can read my blog at jmarvinblog.com, and I haven't given a plug for this either. Go to our Facebook page. Turn left with Jay Marvin. And if you've got a Facebook account, you can join us over there. Plus, on top of that, John Turk has his own Facebook page, and I've got my own Facebook page. So there's three Facebook pages you can get involved in. If you want to get involved in more things, there's the Darren Law Fan Club Facebook page that you can join, and also the Brumos Car Number 58 Facebook page that you can join. And also the Ken Bruin Facebook page, which we're going to have him on here pretty soon. This guy writes great books. I mean, just one of the wittiest guys I've ever run across. And we'll have him on. A lot of people said that when Barack Obama was elected president of the United States, that we had crossed a racial barrier, and that they felt that prejudice was finally dead and gone. But that's not true. And there's a local example of this. Now, this story is from the 22nd. And I'd really like to get comment on this. Because this is unbelievable, in my opinion. The $3 bill was intended, this comes from the Denver Post, the $3 bill was intended as a satire of President-elect Barack Obama, but instead became another blemish for a mayor who recently snatched a 15-year-old boy off a moving motor scooter. Greeley Mayor Ed Clark. Now, this guy's name has come up before. Greeley Mayor Ed Clark, a former police officer who also is the head of security at University School's Charter School, said today that he has apologized to the family of a student that he showed the bill to. I apologize to the family, Clark said. I think I'll leave it where it is. Clark did say that he showed the bill to students in the school cafeteria November the 14th when one of them asked if he had an extra dollar for lunch. According to the Greeley Tribune, the fake $3 bill is emblazoned with, now check this out, with the image of Obama wearing a Middle Eastern headdress. Clark describes as a princess hat. He showed it to a girl who then showed it to classmates. He took the bill back from the student and has since discarded it, he said. It was political satire, Clark said Saturday. I'm not going to talk about it. I've got to go, sir. Oh, yeah, I guess. School director Sherry Sue Gerner could not be reached for comment. She was quoted in the Tribune as saying that the matter is over, but would not say whether Clark was disciplined. Clark was elected to two terms last year and had been the subject of controversy before. 15-year-old Remington Stitt sought a permanent restraining order against Clark in July, claiming the mayor assaulted him for joyriding his motorcycle or motorbike in a neighborhood where the two live. Clark won the court fight, but also vowed never to go near the boy again and to call police when witnessing a possible criminal act. A permanent restraining order against Clark was denied. In August court hearing, Weld County Judge Timothy Kearns admonished Clark and Sid for allowing tensions to escalate in their Greeley subdivision just before the July 23rd incident. Sid and his parents claimed Clark grabbed the teen off his motorbike and threw him to the ground before police could arrive. But what about this $3 bill incident with Barack Obama in an Eastern headdress? And then the guy tries to, pawn it off as being political satire. What, does this guy think we were born yesterday, this moron? And I hate to call names, but that's exactly what he is. The guy is a moron for pulling this off. And you know what? Here's the thing. Well, let me put this in the form of a question. Should this guy, this mayor, Ed Clark, should he, one, step down from his mayoral post in Greeley? And two, should the University School's Charter School fire him for this incident? What do you think? I think the guy would be gone. I would terminate an employee for that so fast, particularly when you're showing that stuff to kids. Because what that does is that just flames bigotry. And why would you show Barack Obama in a Middle Eastern headdress and then show it to a girl, and then the girl shows it to her classmates? Then he claims he took the bill back from the student and has since discarded it. And he doesn't want to talk about it. I mean, don't you think he owes the community in Greeley like an answer for this? Or am I blowing this up and it's making it a bigger deal than it really is? I mean, if I had a child going to this University School's Charter School, man, I wouldn't want my child to go there if I knew a guy like Ed Clark was running around. The guy obviously can't control himself. He's got a screw loose. And what was it, political satire? What kind of political satire is that? Putting Barack Obama in that headdress like that? Well, you know what that says. What that says is, I'll tell you what it says. What it says is it inflames the idea that Barack Obama is not one of us, that he's quote-unquote strange and that he is a Muslim. And so Ed Clark keeps his gig. So my question to you is, should Ed Clark step down as mayor, and should he be fired from the university school's charter school that he works at? 303-713-7600. Or if you think I am making too big of a deal out of this, you can call and tell me that too. Because that very well may be. But when I read this story, I was just like, whoa. And I don't want to feign outrage here where maybe there shouldn't be any. But it's like, my God. Do you want a mayor who's like this? Would you want somebody like this near your kids? I mean, I certainly wouldn't. I mean, is this charter schools, does this university charter school, does it have any standards? That's what I want to know. And is there any standards of having this guy as mayor? Why would you want a guy as mayor in your city when he does something like this? See, this is what gets me. It's not political correctness. What it gets me is it's downright prejudice is what it is. And you're dealing with kids whose minds are impressionable. I mean, do we need a guy like this in Colorado? I don't think so. I think you should get his stuff together and move. You know, move. Get out. Ed, if you're listening to me up there, get the hell out of Colorado. Ed, pack your stuff and leave. Because we don't need it. We don't need this kind of crap, Ed. We really don't. It's particularly where this country is now, with the crises that we have facing us. Matter of fact, Ed, I'll make you a deal. If you want to leave town, I'll rent you a U-Haul. I'll help you pack it, Ed. Here's Karen and Greeley. Karen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Hey, I'm a mom of a university student. He's only in kindergarten right now, but I've been very concerned about what's been going on with Mayor Ed Clark. I think that it was extremely poor judgment for him to show something to try to say that it was a prince's hat when clearly I think it was bigotry. And he's done a lot of things as mayor that we have here in Greeley been really scratching our heads and saying, wow, who does he know that he can get away with this? Not city schools where my son goes, but also, in Greeley. University, there's a few different things. He pulled a gun last year on someone and then
Wait a minute. He pulled a gun on somebody?
He pulled his gun as a security officer at university school saying that it was self-defense. I've talked to a lot of the parents since then, and they said, well, that's not what their kids saw. But he was not reprimanded. Everything was okay. I mean, you could probably Google it. Mayor Ed Clark pulling gun at university. It was a big deal last year. I'm very concerned. This man doesn't show a lot of good judgment. And, to stuff something like the Obama thing with to children, I'm thrilled that a parent actually stepped forward and said something that we would know about it. Otherwise, we wouldn't know what he was doing over there.
Well, how does that make you feel having your child going there?
It makes me nervous. My son is in kindergarten, so I take him to school and pick him up every day. And I see Mayor Clark out there directing traffic and whatnot, and kind of just shake my head, wondering why he's still there. I guess I don't understand. University is a fabulous school. It's a charter school. You put your child on a list and really hope that he gets drawn for this school. My son did. I was thrilled. But I don't understand there, when it comes to Ed Clark, what's going on there, because he never seems to get in trouble at university at all, and I do question that.
Yeah, see, if I had a child going there, I'd question it big time.
I have been. I've been, making phone calls over to university and not receiving any back yet. I have a parent-teacher conference there today, and it's something I'm going to bring up. I am concerned of why is this man still a security guard over there, and why in the world is he carrying a gun?
Yeah, that was my next question. Why is this Barney Fife got a gun?
I don't know.
God, Lee?
I was very surprised that you hadn't heard about that one yet, because that one happened last year before my child, before my son went to university. But all of us in the community were like, what just happened? You know, he said it was self-defense, it was a gang thing, but everybody I've talked to, all the parents have said, no, their children said the car was driving away when he pulled a gun in front of a lot of children on university campus.
And what was it that made him decide to pull a gun?
He, in the papers, that's all I really know, it stated that the person was a gang member and was going to try to run him down.
So he pulls a gun.
Uh-huh.
Sounds to me like he's been playing football without a helmet too long.
Well, I just appreciate, when I heard this on the radio this morning, I just want to tell you, I appreciate you bringing it up because, you know, it's a very interesting up here, and I thought,
yeah, I agree with you. Thank you, Karen. I appreciate the call. So I missed that story where he pulls a gun. Here's Alan and Greeley. Alan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, you know, it's always been kind of hard to be from Greeley. All the jokes about the stinking and all that.
I don't know, man. I think Greeley is a nice place, personally.
Oh, it's a great town. Don't get me wrong. I've lived here since I was 3 years old. But, you know, we just don't need a guy like this. He's a prime example of steroids are bad for you. Steroids are bad for your brain.
How did he get elected? I mean, obviously ran, but did anybody run against him?
Yeah. I believe there was somebody running against him, Jay, but Greeley's just got a long history of picking bad people for mayor. So, you know, it's just I don't know what's going on up here, but there's a lot of the No Obama stickers going around, and there's a lot of stuff like this, and you know it's just crazy.
Do you think he should step down as mayor?
Oh yeah, yeah. If there was a petition to sign or anything like that, I'd sign it. You know, he's a knucklehead.
Yeah. The other thing is, what is he doing working at this charter school?
I have no idea. I had no idea about that at all.
I mean, that's kind of a scary proposition, isn't it?
It is. A man like that shouldn't be around.
I mean, having a situation, and you know, and he's carrying a gun.
Oh yeah.
See, this is a perfect. Okay, this guy is a walking poster boy for gun control. No, he really is.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, don't you think?
I think so. There's a screw loose up there somewhere, and
I mean, I. You know, there's people out in the audience, that are pro gun, but next time somebody calls me about that, and I honor the Second Amendment, but next time somebody calls me about that, and I go, oh, you mean like Ed Clark? Like you should give this guy a gun? I hope the gun only has one bullet in it, like Barney Fife.
There you go.
All right, man. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, Dick.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Greeley Mayor Ed Clark shows a $3 bill to a kid with an image of Obama wearing a Middle Eastern headdress. He also yanked some kid off a motor scooter. And this is the type of guy that's working at a school. And it's a charter school to boot. And speaking of to boot, they ought to boot him. All right, Turk. So you're a father. What do you do if Maddie comes home and says, oh, Mr. Clark showed me an image of a picture of Obama wearing a Middle Eastern headdress on a $3 bill.
I wouldn't know what to do. I'd go ballistic. I'd almost even consider, you know, if he stays, maybe my kid gets pulled out of the school. I find somewhere else to put my kid in the school. But
yeah.
There's not freedom of speech in the workplace, and these kids are too young to be exposed. It just doesn't make sense. I'd go ballistic. If he's not gone, I'd be pulling my kid.
Yeah, I think I would, too.
And I'd be either way, even if I was a conservative and somebody, you know, if it was a thing anti-McCain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
absolutely. Does not belong in the schools.
Yeah, I agree 100%. If it were the other side, flip coin, and it was McCain that was the president-elect, and he was showing that stuff around about McCain, I'd boot him, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Doesn't belong in the school place.
No. You're right. All right, more calls coming up, 823, 23 minutes after the hour. John has traffic.
Jeb, we got a problem coming out of Aurora, a four-vehicle crash, southbound 225. It's around Yosemite. It's on the left-hand shoulder. Traffic is moving past it, but it's real slow going. Going to be lucky to get into the teens there as you're approaching the tech center. Also, stop-and-go jams eastbound 6th Avenue around Sheridan Boulevard. Also on southbound 25 from I-70 down to Spear. That's where we had an earlier crash, but that has been gone for quite some time, but still seeing some pretty heavy jams there. Got a new crash on the ramp from southbound 25 to eastbound I-70, and a few surface street crashes out there. 58th and Sheridan, one at Sheridan in Florida. That's an auto ped accident. Our second of the morning. Both of these have involved children going to school. So if you're driving around schools, make sure to pay attention to the speed limits and keep your eyes out. Also got a crash at 17th and Colorado. Your forecast most...
Hi, this is Jeff Scott from SolSource. I've got some good news and bad news. The bad news is the rebates from your local utility are going down. The good news, the federal tax credit has been extended. You can get a 30% tax credit for your home and business when you install a solar electric system. And here's more good news. The state is working on even more incentives for the other renewable energy systems that SolSource provides, like solar hot water and wind. Call SolSource today at 303-297-1874 or find us on the web at SolSourceInc.com.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jarrett, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jarrett!
Let the experts at Jarrett show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jarrett in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jarrett!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Maybe it's just me being a coach and all, but I thought winning was supposed to be hard. So Staples is doing this gifted for free thing where 10,000 people are going to win their entire purchase. GPSs, digital cameras. You know what? You're awesome at listening to the radio. You deserve a trophy or something, too. I mean, everyone else is winning these days. 10,000 winners, everything in the cards. Where's the challenge, Staples? Go to giftedforfree.com if you absolutely must. No purchase necessary. Go to giftedforfree.com for official rules. Must be 18 or older. Ends 12/24/08.
Finding something you can rely on is easier than you think. I'm Norm Miller, chairman of Interstate Batteries, and our batteries are just around the corner from you. Sold at over 200,000 retailers. Heck, we're in every county in the U.S. And that means it's easier than ever to own the Interstate Battery peace of mind. Because with one of ours, you'll hear this. Instead of this. Call 1-800-CRANK-IT or visit InterstateBatteries.com to find the dealer nearest you. Tested, trusted. Interstate Bank.
This is Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. Whatever your credit situation, whether you have some credit or even no credit at all, your family still needs things. That's why Rent-A-Center has high-quality merchandise. Ashley Furniture, Whirlpool Appliances, Sony TVs, without credit or credit checks. To learn more, visit CreditFreeLife.com or call 877-644-4244 toll-free. This is Mark Spies, CEO of Rent-A-Center. We look forward to serving
you. All at members-only prices. Not a member?
What?
There's still time to join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. The Sam's Club members-only day after Thanksgiving event, Friday, November 28th. Doors open at 5 a.m.
With all the uncertainty in the marketplace, O'Mara Ford Center is one name you can count on. With 95 years of experience, from trolley cars to light rail, dirt roads to cyber highways, O'Mara's been there with low prices and friendly service. And right now, our bank financing lines are rock solid. So visit us today, and we'll put our finance sources to work for you. Family owned and operated since 1913. O'Mara Ford Center, 104th and I-25.
It's going to be a tough holiday season for countless families across America, yet those in Washington seem to take such a callous attitude, allowing this grind to continue without action. Look, we're in debt up to our ears. Can we at least feel good about it?
Ed Schultz, mornings 10 to 1.
Can we get some kind of tax credit? Can we get some kind of relief? Can you do something for the short-term holiday season?
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Why not?
That's what I'll be when I grow up. I want to be Mayor Ed Clark. 8:28, 28 minutes after 8, we're talking about Mayor Ed Clark, who is an employee of the University School's Charter School, and he took a $3 bill and handed it to a student And the bill had an image of Obama wearing a Middle Eastern headdress, which Clark tried to pawn off as a prince's hat. He showed it to a girl who then showed it to classmates. I mean, this guy is, he's a moron. I mean, I hate to say that. It's an unintelligent way to deal with it, but he is. He's just a moron. And he works at the university school's charter school. He's also the mayor. Do you think that he ought to, A, step down as mayor, B, he ought to get fired from the university school's charter school? I mean, nobody wants to see anybody else lose a job, but good Lord. To do this kind of stuff? Amazing. Here's Sherry in Highlands Ranch. Sherry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. I just wanted to bring up one thing from your first segment about Iraq and stuff. I'm glad you're still bringing that up, because I did have a son that just got, he just returned from his second tour, and these guys need to be noticed.
Yeah, I would agree.
Totally. But, and second point, I just say this mayor needs to go. He just needs to go. And also I want to say one thing. I just hope the Americans all over realize what Bush did, taking us into this war. And Iraqis don't even like Americans there.
Yeah. You know, back to this Ed Clark thing. I mean, what do you think would happen if, like, Mayor Hickenlooper did this in Denver?
Oh, my gosh. He'd be so out of there.
I mean, I like Greeley. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, I do, too.
But I just, what's going on up there? I mean, that you'd have a guy like this as the mayor and also working at a charter school?
Oh, my kids would be so out of there so fast. I would be appalled. I would be totally appalled.
I mean, do we really need, you know, do you need to, I remember the days when, you know, you were a kid. And young, I mean, you kind of looked up to the president.
Oh, of course, sure.
And now this guy, Clark, is going around poisoning these kids' mind with what he thinks is political satire?
No. Oh, no, that just makes me so angry, and I would be appalled.
Yeah, you know something I would, too, and I'm like you, and I'm like John. If I had a child going there, it'd be over. I'd be out of that place so fast, you wouldn't believe it.
Oh, so fast. Not a question. It'd be done.
I agree. Sherry, thanks. I appreciate the
call.
Thank
you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Let's go to Rhonda in Greeley. Rhonda, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. I'm from Greeley. I'm a Latina here in Greeley.
Oh.
It's rough here, let me tell you.
Yeah, you know what? I've heard that. I've heard that for sure, that it's rough there.
Are you there?
Yeah, I've heard that it's rough there. Oh, okay. Well, it's so rough they cut off her phone. Here's Homer in Denver. Homer, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, good morning, Jay. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, you know, I think Denver's a little closer to Greeley than maybe we want to think it is. Yesterday morning I was walking by North High School. There's a church service being conducted there. I saw a sign saying church service. I walk in, I talk to a guy. Very polite. And I said, well, why is there a church service being conducted in a publicly taxed high school? He said, well, we're authorized to do this. And I didn't argue with him. I said, well, how are you authorized? And he says, well, why don't you talk to your council member, District 9? So, well, of course, it's Sunday. So I left a message, and I want to talk to this council member, Judy Montero, and find out how they're authorized to do this.
What school was this?
North High School.
And they're holding a church service in there?
They're holding a church service. I understand they've been doing it for a couple of years. That's what the guy said. So, you know, here we have a church service on public high school. And by the way, they're trying to get a charter school in the high school. I think they're trying to very hard to do this. It looks like it's going to come about.
Hmm. Now, you know, something about that doesn't sound... really, doesn't sound too kosher. What I wonder about this Greeley thing is, I wonder about this Mayor Ed Clark. Why did the population of Greeley put up with that?
I don't know. I mean,
are people that apathetic?
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's a big university there, but other than that, it's like a lot of other jerkwater Colorado small towns. At least there's a little more, I think Denver's a little more cosmopolitan, but I No, you know, I've been around. I've been here 37 years, and I've worked around the state, and I know these small towns have that mentality, so they're there.
But would you want, as a parent, would you want your child exposed to this?
Of course not. No.
I mean, wouldn't that just make you? I mean, wouldn't you want to go down there and say, "Look, either you do something about this guy, or my son or daughter's not coming back."
Right. Right. I don't know. I think maybe this charter school programs are somewhat responsible for this behavior also. I think it's a very disconcerting situation we have. I think
in the fact that they don't have to live up to the same rules that the now public school does.
Right. Uh-huh. I don't know where else to go with it, but you know, maybe I'll check back with you and let you know what happens here with this. My bag right now is to find out more about this when I get a chance. I'm retired, so I got a little time on my hands. You know, I don't have a real life anymore, so I'm going to check this and I'll get back with you on that. Okay, and find out what the story is.
All right, do it.
Okay. Take care. Have a good day. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Greeley Mayor Ed Clark. He's also a former police officer who was head of security at the University School's Charter School. Said today that, well, all right, look, he shows up and with an image of Barack Obama wearing a Middle Eastern headdress on a $3 bill. And he shows it to a girl who then showed it to classmates. And this guy's also the mayor. How does he keep his gig? And I don't mean to pick on people in Greeley, but what the hell's going on up there? That you wouldn't try to get this guy booted from office. And he's had run-ins with other citizens.
They must be real proud of him up there. Gee, I got a number for the city clerk if you want to hand that out there. Complain.
I think the better bet would get the university school's charter school phone number. You know what? You ought to do two things. You ought to, number one, we ought to get that out over the air. Number two, you ought to call up there and ask for this Sherry Sue Gerner, Gerner, and tell her that we'd like to talk to her about this guy Ed Clark and why he has a gun.
Scary.
He's out there directing traffic. You know, I could get a penguin to do that. Pay him less. Oh, I'm sorry. Ed is a penguin. It's 8:36, 36 minutes after the hour. John Turk looks at traffic.
Jay, this late crash on southbound 2 and a quarter, really hanging folks up there on 225. It's basically around Yosemite. It's off to the left-hand shoulder. Four cars are involved, one a semi. Expect jams around Iliff all the way into the I-25 off-ramp. Also check in stop-and-go jams southbound 25 from 70 to Spear Boulevard. On the other major highways around town, we have started to recover quite well, actually. One more crash to look out for out there on the highways. It's on the ramp from southbound 25 to eastbound I-70. And we're still working an auto pedestrian accident at Sheridan and Florida. Your forecast, mild and sunny, but maybe a little breezy. Look for high around 60, currently 33 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
You'll pay less every day, guaranteed, at Freeway Ford. Right now, get an 06 F-150 or Explorer 4x4 for just $14.9. That's an 06.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones all day, every day, for maybe a buck and a half an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Doors, retaining wall blocks, pavers, and so much more. At The Lumber Guy, you'll find more savings than any other retail or surplus store. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, turn right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Warning, the following is a list of chilling statistics. A child goes missing every 40 seconds in the United States. One out of every six American women have been the victims of an attempted or completed rape. 15% of sexual assault and rape victims are under age 12. Do something about it immediately to protect you and your family. A new public awareness program, FreeSexOfenderAlert.com, has been created specially dedicated to the protection of the community against convicted sex offenders. FreeSexOfenderAlert.com exposes the real names and photos of convicted sex offenders in your area, and now you have access to all the information. Log on to FreeSexOfenderAlert.com. Know the location of convicted sex offenders in your area as their movements are tracked and updated. Even receive email alerts when a predator moves within 5 miles of your home. Discover just who is in your neighborhood before the unthinkable happens. Protect yourself and your family by logging on now to FreeSexOfenderAlert.com. FreeSexOfenderAlert.com.
We're talking about Greeley Mayor Ed Clark. Happiness for Ed is a warm gun. Minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 58. Greeley Mayor shows student $3 Obama bill that had Obama wearing a Middle Eastern headdress. I mean, aren't we ever going to stop this stuff? And this guy works at a charter school. I want to know what's going on up there in Greeley. 303-713-7600. He's also the mayor. How does that happen? You get a guy like this running things. Let's go to Pete in Denver. Pete, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Jay. I'm wondering, is anything going on at that school to counterbalance what this guy's done? I mean, there's nothing wrong with Obama wearing a Middle Eastern headdress. There's totally nothing wrong with it. Who's explaining the, you know, like the General Powell side of the question, you know, to these kids and saying, you know, he's wearing a Middle Eastern headdress. What? So what? It's an honorable thing to do. A senator goes traveling and he wears a headdress.
Yeah, that's kind of weird that anything was made of that to begin with, that he was in another country and that's the custom, so he...
I'd say the kids would be a lot better off if somebody doesn't just, you know, rip on the guy for being an idiot, which he was, but explain the context of what that picture is to those kids so they don't, you know, go growing up, you know, with this fear factor behind them and stuff like that.
Well, should the guy lose his job, though? I mean, if you had a child going to that school, I mean, would you want your child going to that school?
No, I wouldn't. But I also wouldn't want my child being left with some sort of non-education about how Obama is an honorable man and Muslims aren't anybody to be afraid of.
You know, the worst part about it is, it's one thing to have adults out there who are nutcases, okay, who believe that Barack Obama is a Muslim. Okay, there's one thing to have adults that are like that.
Right.
It's another thing when you start putting that idea into kids' heads. And, look, if a parent wants to teach their kid that, well, the parent is wrong, but it's their right to do it under their roof. But when you send a child to a school, like this university school's charter school, that's not the place for this kind of stuff to go on. That's not, you don't poison kids' heads over this kind of bigotry? What the hell, man? I mean, what is going on up there?
Definitely. You don't have it happen in the first place. But if it does, you try and not do damage control against the guy, but damage control with the children. You know, to say that, you know, what this guy did was wrong. This picture shows nothing wrong. And explain why, you know, occasionally Obama might be seen in a headdress.
Okay, but do you blow this guy out?
Yeah, depending on his past and everything, you know, I think these days it's hard to say blow anybody out for like a first offense, but I'm mainly thinking about the kids and once they're exposed to this stuff, you know, who's doing the course correction so that, you know, they go on not thinking all this stuff.
All right, well, let me give you one other one. Would you want to have this guy as your mayor?
No.
Well, that's who they have.
Again, I don't understand why he got so popular in that community. So, you know.
Boy, you know what? You know what?
According to what you said, it doesn't seem like it makes sense.
You know what? That's a really good question. I want somebody from Greeley to call me at 303-713-7600 and tell me how this guy got elected mayor.
Okay, well, thanks, Jay, for all you do.
Hey, Pete, thanks for the call, man.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Roy in Lyons. Says he knows this guy's background. Roy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm your guy. I don't live in Greeley anymore, but I grew up there.
All right, well, how does Greeley get a mayor like this?
Well, Greeley has been going through an awful lot of problems in terms of its Maryland Musgrave country, okay? And they've had these flaps about the packing plant, you know, the SWIP plant.
Right.
And they busted a bunch of alleged illegals. And then they replaced those Spanish people with people from Africa, you know, the Somalians. And that's how you got this Muslim effect.
But how does a guy like this, that obviously his gyroscope is broken, how in the world did this guy turn out to be the mayor?
Well, my understanding of it has a lot to do with the way Greeley is growing. You know, everybody is moving out of the core part of the city to the west, and that's where this guy lives. He lives in a subdivision out there, and that's where the university school used to be called the lab school. It was up near the main campus of UNC, University of Northern Colorado. And they built this new school out west. And the whole city of Greeley, especially small business, is moving away from where all the problems are. So it's a divided city, and so that's how they got this guy. He ran against Tom Selders, who was a CU grad, class of 68. I came from the class of 66, and he was a great mayor. But it was just all this political stuff that was going on, and Greeley does have a really strong right-wing nut streak to it.
Yeah, but you know what? In my opinion, though, this would transcend politics. This would transcend it. This is stupidity.
It's just a childish prank.
I mean, this is stupidity, man, and it's, you know what, it's bigoted stupidity.
Well, it's like the Keystone Cops. That's what this guy is. He's a Keystone Cop.
Boy, and you look at his picture in the paper, too. I mean, I hate to say this and be crass, but he looks like a pencil-neck geek.
Yeah?
Doesn't he?
He
looks like that actor.
Is it Peter?
What's that actor's name? Who am I thinking about? I think he played the wizard in Taxi Driver.
Oh.
I can't.
Why don't you put that on your blog or put that on your 760 website, that picture?
Yeah.
I don't have access to the paper.
Yeah, I should. You're right. I should lift it and stick it up there.
And there's another thing going on. There was a police sergeant who was up. You know where Red Feather is?
No.
It's a little mountain place, kind of like a resort. It's a good place to go fishing. It's west of Fort Collins, kind of up the Poudre Canyon. Oh, it's not the Poudre Canyon. No, it's up. Anyway, there was a bar brawl. There's a place up there called the Potbelly Stove. There was a Greeley police sergeant and his son, and they started accusing one of the locals of being gay. And there was a big bar brawl, and they stripped that sergeant of his title of sergeant. And
who was that officer?
Oh boy!
So wasn't that Greeley then, right? I mean, wasn't it? Well, wasn't
he was a Greeley police officer.
Okay, but it wasn't Ed Clark.
No, it wasn't Ed Clark. But what I'm saying is that there's a mentality.
Oh, okay. You're saying there's kind of a bigoted.
There is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Especially the way the city is becoming so divided.
Well, that's a shame, because when I go up there, it seems to me to be a really nice place. Roy,
oh,
thank
is.
You. Thank
it
you.
Is.
I appreciate
it.
Thanks.
It is. It's a very, it's my hometown.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks,
okay.
Roy.
Thank you.
Okay. You see the guy's? You see Ed Clark's picture in the paper?
I haven't seen Ed Clark's picture, but the guy you're talking about is Peter Boyle, played the wizard in.
Yeah, he looks like Peter Boyle. He looks like a pencil neck geek, actually. But he looks like Peter Boyle. That's really anti-intellectual of me to say that, isn't it?
I wasn't going to say that, but sure.
It violates my rule about name calling. But good God, what is going on in Greeley? Why would you have this guy as mayor?
Don't know.
I don't think this is a right or left thing. I mean, I think it's a common sense thing. And also, why is he working at this university charter school?
That's even the bigger question.
Yeah, that... You know,
how
did you get the... Well, okay, how did you keep his job? Why don't they do something to him?
Jay,
like
I figured this is a place... Thank God they got it right this year, but this is a place where they had Marilyn Musgrave as their congressperson for years.
Yeah, she got booted out, though.
I know. They finally got it right, but she survived there for how many terms did she serve? Like 3 or 4?
Yeah. I don't know, man. And see, the times I've been up to Greeley, it's really been a nice place.
I like Greeley, too. There's some good bars up there.
Yeah, there's just good people up there, and I don't understand why this is going on. 8:51, 51 minutes after the hour on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here and John Turk with traffic.
Still sluggish getting out of Aurora due to a 4-car accident. Southbound 225 around Yosemite. It is on the left-hand shoulder, but still seeing jams back past Iliff. Got a couple more crashes on the highways to look out for. One, a 3-vehicle accident as you head northbound on 25 into downtown. This just around Emerson Street. Also got a crash at eastbound I-70 near Havana. On the other major freeways around town, we're starting to make the recovery. Starting to look pretty good. Speeds are turning to normal. Your forecast today, mostly sunny, dry, and breezy with a high near 60. Right now, 33 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Visit Subway today to try your favorite sub on the new flatbread. Fresh toasted and full of flavor, the new flatbread is sure to satisfy the fear.
I give my wife gold because I know that it makes her feel special.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Larry Young, talks about why only gold is treasured.
I can tell her that I love her, but when I give her that little box and she opens it up, actions speak louder than words.
From classic to contemporary, only Jared offers 5 times the selection of truly distinctive gold jewelry, with prices from under $50 to over $1,000.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com. Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
Hi, Craig. Remember that honeydew I asked you to take care of when you turned 50?
I need a hint, Trish, sweetie.
Well, here's a hint. You gotta get your head out of your tuchus and take the test.
Ah, the colorectal cancer screening test. I did it a long time ago when I turned 50. It wasn't that bad at all. Your turn is coming up.
I got a long time to go before I turn 50.
Oops.
Often, colorectal cancer starts with no symptoms. There are several tests, including a screening test, that finds and removes abnormal growths, called polyps, before they become cancer. Talk with your healthcare provider about which test is best for you. Many insurance plans, including Medicare, cover colorectal cancer screening. There are also programs for the uninsured. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. If you're over 50, man or woman, get tested.
So you think I'm pushing 50?
You are 29 in my heart, sweetie.
Call 1-866-227-7914. 1-866-227-7914. Sponsored by the Cancer, Cardiovascular Disease, and Pulmonary Disease Grants Program at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
Right now, our customers are seeing an annual return on investment of between 5 and 6%. How are your investments doing these days? Hi, this is Jeff Scott of SolSource. We've been doing solar for more than a decade. Solar heating, solar hot water, wind systems, and solar electric systems that will spin your meter backwards. That means you're saving money on your energy bills right away. The average system saves people up to $100 per month. At SolSource, we can show you how to be green and save green at the same time. Call SolSource today to find out how. 303-297-1874 or SolSourceInc.com.
You don't have to wait any longer. With Walmart's unbeatable prices, you can now upgrade to the phenomenal movie watching experience of Blu-ray. Sony HD TVs and Blu-ray players have never been more affordable. And Hancock is coming on Blu-ray and DVD November 25th. So now you can bring Hollywood's biggest movies home in high definition. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details.
You got to take them to Bojo's, because Bojo's is the true home of Colorado-style pizza. Now, Bojo's has been awarded Travelocity's Top Insider Spots Award in the U.S., and their pie is just legendary. And it's been around since 1973, and I'm talking about the famous Bojo's Mountain Pie. I mean, it's got the freshest, highest quality ingredients available. These folks take pride in what they make. And in this day and age, you don't find that every time. And Chip, who's the owner, eats at every one of his Bojo's. So he knows exactly what's going on. Mary and I take all of our out-of-town guests to Bojo's because you really got to experience it. I mean, it's a great place. And their Bugatti spaghetti is made only the way Bojo's can make it. You build your own mountain pie. They have fresh San Francisco sourdough French bread. How do I know that? Because they fly it in. It's authentic. It's fresh. It's real. Their salad bar and soup is great with over 30 fresh garden grapes. Their healthy options menu is available with gluten-free pizza and a smart meal menu in the back of the menu, which qualifies for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environmental Smart Seal, Smart Meal Seal. So go to Bojo's.com for a money-saving coupon and all their locations, and I'll tell you how much we love Bojo's. Probably going to have lunch there today, because our lunch buffet is great, too. We go to the one at Colorado and Yale, but you can go to any one you want, and all the locations are at Bojo's.com.
If you're a man over 60 who feels like your energy levels and sex drive are dropping a little each year,
yes,
and are interested in improving your health, call the Division of Geriatric,
yes,
Medicine at the University of Colorado Health and Science Center to learn about a new study. They're recruiting healthy men 60 years and older to participate in a study on the effects of male hormone treatments and strength training on overall health and function. As men age, their body produces less testosterone. This can lead to decreased energy levels, reduced sex drive, the loss of vital muscle and strength, increased fat, and decreased memory. These changes can be detrimental to your overall health and quality of life. Benefits of involvement in this study include free laboratory tests, physical examinations, fitness and strength testing, study drug, an individually personalized and supervised exercise program, and financial compensation. If you or someone you know is interested or would like more information about this study, please contact Beth at 720-848-6399. Don't miss this opportunity to improve your health and energy levels. Call today, 720-848-6399.
Ooh, let's get down with this one. Yeah. Turn to the best music. You don't know how Ed Clark feels. Yeah. We don't know what's going on inside Ed Clark's gourd. And frankly, to be honest with you, I'm not so sure I want to find out. All right. Do we got time to get any more calls in here? Well, you know what? I got a minute. I got a minute and a half. That's not... All right, we're going to go to open phones after 9 o'clock. So if you want to stick around and talk about the Edward, 303-713-7600. Those of you on the line, you can hang on because I want to get to your calls. So we can talk about Ed Clark. We can talk about the Citicorp bailout. We can talk about a lot of stuff. So whatever's on your mind, we can talk about it. And don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, it's available on podcast at am760.net. And you can also check out my blog at jmarvinblog.com. Okay, let's get into some news. If those of you that are on the line want to hang on and talk about the Edward, that's okay with me. Greeley's pencil neck geek, Or you can talk about anything else you want to talk about. So I think that's pretty good, because we'll go to open phones, and we'll do anything you want to do. So stick around.
In luxurious travel, contact Bravo Limousine. With over 20 years' experience, Bravo Limousine provides a harmonious symphony of professional, ethical, attentive, reliable, and loyal service. For reservations, call 303-349-3181 or check out bravolimos.com.
Well, hello again. It's Mr. Money for the Lodge Casino in Black Hawk. This week, we're roaming the casino to find out what people have to say about the Lodge. I'm in the Seasons Buffet with Chad, Dennis, Charles, and the beautiful sisters Helen and Linda. So, Chad, tell me why you like to play here.
I come to the Lodge because it's the place to win, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, yes, winning does go hand in hand with fun. And Dennis?
I feel welcome here, and I won $1,500 last week.
Really? That is fantastic. Now, Charles, what about you?
Well, I come up here weekly, and I win quite often. So I really like it up here.
Well, seems like a common theme around here. You all win. Well, and now for the sisters, can you win here?
I can win here all the time. I do win here all the time.
Wow. Well, the proof is in the pudding. Just ask the players.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun.
And our first choice for winning.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The federal lifeline for Citigroup, a bank too big to fail.
We have made these kind of decisions in the past. We made one last night. And if need be, we're going to make these kind of decisions to safeguard our financial system in the future.
President Bush following a meeting with Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson on the bailout of Citigroup.
If Citigroup had not been bailed out, then the whole financial system could collapse. If we hadn't had these other bailouts, things could be much worse even than they are.
Nobel Prize-winning economist Paul Krugman on the CBS Early Show. He says the deal that pumps another $20 billion into Citigroup, along with guarantees to back another $306 billion in shaky debt, could leave taxpayers holding the bag. Economist Mark Zandi says the Citigroup move should bolster the system.
The weak links in the financial system have largely now been wrung out. There'll be other bank failures, other institutions that run into trouble, but the biggest problems are being resolved very quickly.
An hour away from President-elect Obama's introduction of the top economic advisors he wants in his administration. They include Timothy Geithner to be the Treasury Secretary and former Clinton Treasury Chief Lawrence Summers to head the National Economic Council. CBS News correspondent Dean Reynolds is in Chicago for the announcement.
Both men will be leading the effort to tackle this economic meltdown, and the naming of the two is expected to try to settle down some of the nervousness on Wall Street.
There is no end to the housing market slump. The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes last month fell by more than 3%. That's the biggest drop, a bigger drop than most analysts had been expecting. At the same time, says the association's Walter Maloney, the median price plunged more than 11% to $183,000.
The median price is down because there are so many distressed sales in the current market, almost half. About 45% of current transactions are foreclosures and short sales.
The October drop was the biggest year over year, going back 40 years. On Wall Street, despite the weak housing report, stocks are continuing their rally. Right now, the Dow is up 300 points. The NASDAQ is ahead 56. Iraq remains a very dangerous place. At least 20 people have died in a series of attacks today. In one, a woman wearing a bomb blew herself up near the entrance to the Green Zone in Baghdad. That left at least 7 dead and 13 wounded. Earlier, at least 13 people were killed and 3 were wounded when a bomb blew up aboard a government bus. And 2 other bombings have reportedly killed 3 more people. Astronauts are getting ready for one last spacewalk today. It'll be the 4th for the crew Endeavour. Their list of projects includes ongoing repairs to one of the joints that keeps the space station's solar panels facing the sun. Do not try this at home today. Daredevil Eric Scott plans to don a hydrogen peroxide-powered jetpack and try to fly across Colorado's Royal Gorge. It's farther than he's ever flown before. The gorge is 1,500 feet across and more than 1,100 feet deep. Scott says he's got one main wish.
I just look forward to being over here at the end and saying, what was I thinking?
This is CBS News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Over 70 years in the Empire State Building, they'll sell diamonds wholesale without a middleman's markup. That's right, GIA-graded diamonds at half the price of famous high-end jewelers. Qualified buyers may have diamonds sent to their home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. So save half on your diamonds. Visit at dialadiamond.com or call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF.
Time to go shop, shop till you drop. Traffic's a mess, has me distressed. No need to pout, Nuvi will reroute. Sale ends at 2, Nuvi gets me through. Miss traffic jam, Nuvi has a plan. No standing still, back road's a thrill. Look for the T on the Nuvi navigation tool. Even saves you fuel. Give a Garmin. Give a Garmin. Nuvi with a T puts your mind at ease. Garmin.com, Garmin.com. Traffic data not available in all areas.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado can boast the most and least green skiing areas in the nation. The Ski Areas Citizens Coalition lists Aspen Mountain as the greenest in the country for its environmentally conscious practices. The group considers Copper Mountain the least green friendly, based mostly on recent resort expansion and real estate development. A Lakewood mother thankful her daughter is safe this morning after a man tried to abduct her from her front yard.
She was grabbed by her left shoulder, and it had left visible marks on her through her winter jacket and through her clothes.
Kimberly telling 9 News her 4- and 7-year-old daughters and a neighbor girl were playing in the yard when a man tried to force the 4-year-old into a car. Police are now searching for 2 suspects, a man and a woman. Aurora cops investigating their own after a couple accused police of stealing electronics and a leather jacket from their wrecked car. The couple claimed the items went missing after police responded to their accident and towed the car. Police admit they may have to reimburse the couple for the property. And talk about guts, Eric Scott getting ready to fly over the Royal Gorge this afternoon, not on an airplane, but with a jetpack strapped to his back.
Starting on the north side of the bridge, the river runs east to west, basically, so the 1,053-foot gorge below is about 1,500 feet across, and it is 3 times farther than I've ever flown.
Scott has to make that trip a fast one. He only has 30 seconds worth of fuel. Broncos get pounded by Oakland 31-10. They're at the Jets next weekend, and the Nuggets beat Chicago 114-101. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Crews are still cleaning up a few late accidents that are causing delays as things are trying to wind down. 225 in Yosemite, still a bit slow. I-25 near Emerson, where 3 cars mixed it up. The latest one occurred on I-70 at Havana on the eastbound side. Westbound I-70, still a bit heavy after the Coliseum as you're trying to make your way on the southbound I-25. On the flip side, speeds are looking a lot better on both 6th Avenue as well as on
Do you know why you get dark circles under your eyes? Because blood leaks out of your capillaries and pools under your skin. I'm not kidding. It's just like an ugly bruise. But now you can erase dark circles with a proven breakthrough called Hydralyze. Hydralyze diminishes dark circles and tightens puffiness and bags by repairing leaky capillaries, leaving you with younger, brighter eyes. See for yourself by calling for a free trial right now. Just call 1-800-504-6985.
My husband, he can't stop complimenting me. People tell me I look 10 years younger.
Even surgery cannot deliver these stunning results. Hydralyze is so powerful it even helps build new collagen in the skin, reducing crow's feet and wrinkles. Try Hydralyze risk-free and see for yourself.
Well, I used it and wow, the dark circles are gone. I don't look tired anymore. I feel great.
You deserve younger, brighter eyes. Call now for your free trial of Hydralyze and experience the transformation for yourself. For your free trial, call 1-800-504-6985. That's 1-800-504-6985.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Noise violators to listen to music they don't like for 1 hour has cut down on the number of repeat offenders in this northwestern Colorado prairie town. Those who plead guilty to noise ordinances and noise ordinance violations are required to listen to music for the likes of Manilow, Barney the Dinosaur, and the Platters. Do you have any Barry Manilow? Okay, how would you like to have to listen to this for an hour over and over again? You know what, forget waterboarding anybody. Why don't they just, you know, just subject them to this?
I've been alive forever. And I wrote the very first song.
You know what, it's open phones at 303-713-7600. And unless you get off your half moons and participate, I'm just going to play this whole thing. Together, I am you. So, you know, I'm going to leave the phones blank, fine. We'll just listen to this whole song. I don't know, it doesn't bother me. Yes, it does. It does bother me. As a matter of fact.
It's so bad. I think they nailed it, man. I think Barry Manilow is the most torturous music you can listen to.
Would you say Manilow's the worst artist of all time?
I wouldn't say he's the worst artist of all time. He's probably the most popular with the least amount of talent. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. But who's the worst singer of all time?
I'm not sure about that one. But yeah,
My whole life.
Oh, God. Doesn't Cozy play this kind of music?
Now when I look out.
No wonder their voice tracked over there. What disc jockey could stand to sit there and listen to this?
Even though I'm very old, I write the songs that make the whole world sing.
Oh, man.
I write the songs.
Yeah, don't bother calling, because I think I'm going to play this whole thing, just because it's so torturous and bad.
I write the songs that make the young girls cry. I write.
Who says that Barry Manilow, and I emphasize the word low, Manilow is the best. Janice, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, I love you dearly, but we are definitely in disagreement this morning.
Who, you like Barry Manilow?
I must tell you that Barry Manilow carried me through a very difficult time in my life back in the 70s when I lost my husband. And anything that he has ever put out, I've done just what you indicated. I've played his music over and over and over again. And what it does eventually is take you to very high levels of transformation.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Okay, repeat this again.
Matter of fact, I have his albums, and I'm wanting to get them put on CDs. I have his albums. They're 33 and a third. That goes back into the day, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Okay, now, wait a minute. I want you to repeat this to me again.
What?
If you listen to his music long enough.
Yes.
It puts you into transformation?
Yes. Whatever, and you know, it's true. Usually you listen to him when you're halfway sad, even though he has some very peppy music on occasion. But most of his records are very introspective, and that's where it leads you, okay? I have, as I said, had his 33 and a third albums for a long, long time, and when I was in that period of listening to him, it really just helps me get through what I was having to go with. And so he's one of the best, as far as I'm concerned, ever.
Oh, how can you? I mean, you don't think that he's sugary and sweet and kind of mundane sounding?
Well, not mundane, but he is sugary and sweet.
Ugh.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Give him the highest of due, because there are a lot of people, I think, that like him. I've had other people listen to his music here.
And they say the same thing?
Yes, yes.
Well, then what are we all missing?
I don't know. I certainly don't know. I listen to you all the time, and sometimes some of the music you put on I can relate to, because I'm an old 60s lady, okay? But some of the music I can do without that you put on as well. But there's just no substitute for Barry Manilow. You know, there's certain artists that came up in that period, which the New Day people, they'll never be able to repeat that.
Well, God, I don't think any of them want to.
Well,
I mean, you know, nobody wants to. Just like we don't want to repeat a Ronald Reagan. I mean, nobody wants that stuff, man. I mean, God almighty, it's so sappy.
Sappy?
Yeah.
Well, you're an emotional person. That's why I find it hard for you not to want to listen to him.
Because it doesn't...
Who's more emotional than Jay on the given day?
Okay, well, that's probably true. I am too emotional, but the point...
I didn't say too. I said who's more emotional. You're not too anything. You're great just the way you are.
Well, I love you too, but Barry Manilow doesn't make me emotional. It makes me nauseous.
Well, I'd like you to play more of him, okay? I'll be listening this morning.
You want me to play more?
Mm-hmm.
No, you know I'm not going to do that.
Why?
Because
there
I don't
other,
because
there are
I
don't, other people out here that would probably appreciate
I,
it.
I don't like him.
Well, but you're supposed to be doing things on the air that are going to be good for all of the greater good. You know, that phrase that we all subscribe to, the greater good?
Okay, well, then explain to me why it is this. Why it is in Fort Lupton they play this music as torture.
I don't know what they're doing in Fort Lupton or Greeley or any of them up there. You know, I'm just kind of glad sometimes to be down here in Denver.
I mean, Ed Clark really likes this stuff.
Oh, well, you know, please.
Look what it did to him.
Let's not equate him with Barry Manilow with Ed Clark, okay?
I mean, Ed's a geek.
Mm-hmm, whatever he is.
All right, Janice, I love you.
Thank you. I'll call you again sometime.
Okay, I hope so.
Bye.
See you later. Let's go to Christina in Commerce City. Christina, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. It is Christina in Commerce City. And a little while ago, you had a gentleman call in talking about church services being held at North High School.
Right.
And I just got really upset because I've lived in Colorado most of my life, almost all of my life. And the last few places that I've lived, including Erie and now Commerce City, I live in the newer subdivision of Commerce City. And the local schools everywhere, the communities I've lived in, they all have church services held in them. My kid's school has a church service every Sunday that's held in them.
How do they get away with that, I wonder?
I don't know, but it really upsets me because there is no reason why taxpayer money should be funding a building that is being used by religious services. It's not right. And I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they get away with it. But Erie High School did it when we lived in Erie. They built a new high school, and they had their church services held there. My children went to a new school out here, and they did it there. And I'm not sure if the school that they go to now down the street is doing it, but I know that the one in our neighborhood does. So it's really bothersome, you know. This is
well. Wait a minute, though. What about if they rent it and they pay for it?
I mean, you know,
would that make a difference? Would that be okay?
If there were all the proceeds going to the benefit of the school and the children, you know, providing books or computers or you know equipment or whatever. I mean, it might be something that I would be a little bit more okay with. But it's still, I don't know, it seems like a conflict of interest to me. It just seems like something that shouldn't be happening. They should be using their own private facilities or renting private, you know, facilities for that and not taxpayer money funded facilities.
Yeah, you know, I have questions about it too, and I'm going to call the ACLU and ask them about it. By the way, maybe the money could go to buy Barry Manilow records.
And then we'd all be tortured at school.
Well, what do you say to Janice, who just called in and said that he's the best of all time?
I don't want to say anything about Janice. I don't know her, but I have to strongly disagree. Barry Manilow is scary at the very best. So I would have to disagree completely. And I've called into your show a few times when you all have done the, like, worst song ever and worst artist ever in the past years. So he's up there, definitely.
All right, who do you think, I don't want to put you on the spot, but who do you think would be the worst singer of all time?
You know, I would say Barry Manilow is really up there. I can't stand Barbra Streisand. I don't understand her.
I don't like her either.
So there, a lot of those people that just are just loved by so many, and you just, there's no talent there, you don't understand where it's coming from. They've got to be up there, though, I'd say those two.
Oh, God, do we have a copy of People by Barbra Streisand? People.
You've already tortured us enough with the whole, like, Barry Manilow.
People are the luckiest people in the world. People. I mean, it's like, why does anybody think that's good music?
I have no idea. And there's so many fans out there. This is what I don't understand. I mean, obviously, they wouldn't be as famous as they are if there weren't so many fans out there. So I don't get it, honestly. I don't get it.
Oh, we don't have People by Barbra Streisand. Ah, what a drag.
Oh, darn.
People who love people are the luckiest people in the world. That stuff sounds like, and Barry Manilow sounds like this. It sounds like stuff they'd play on a cruise ship.
It really does.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And you may actually sing it better than she does.
Maybe I could. You know, I always wanted to do a punk version of that song.
There you go.
You know? That and Phantom 309. Hey, thank you, Christina. I appreciate the call.
No problem. Have a good day, Jay. Thank
okay,
you.
See you later.
Bye-bye.
People who love people are the luckiest. Oh, gee. And you know what is one of the worst movies of all time? Yentl with Barbra Streisand. That is the worst film. I can't think of any movie that is any worse than Yentl. Except maybe Fiddler on the Roof. Ah. God, that's torture. Oh, here it is.
People.
Change the song.
Where children.
You know, people who need firearms are the luckiest people in the world.
It's pretty bad.
Dedicate this to Ed Clark and Greeley.
I remember my mom took me to see Yentl in the theaters when I was... it was like for Easter. I think it was released around Easter, wasn't it, Jay?
Yeah.
And I was a young kid, and oh, that was torture.
I'd rather eat ground glass than see that movie.
I don't know if I'd rather do that. I think there's something kind of sexy about Barbra Streisand, though, but I can't place that particularly. But yeah, Yentl may be one of the worst ever.
Yeah, I want to redo the lyrics. I'd start that again. I'm going to redo the lyrics of this. Can we do that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to dedicate this song to Ed Clark and Greeley. Greeley's own pencil neck geek, Mayor Ed Clark.
People
who need automatic weapons, that's where I'm going to change it, are the luckiest people in the world. Right?
Where
Ed Clark is the mayor. man whose brain is obviously been in the dark since birth.
All right, enough. God, is that terrible.
Thank you.
Okay, now, you know what I want to play coming up right after the traffic?
What's that?
A song I really love that nobody likes.
Which one?
Let's Go All the Way by the Raspberries.
I don't think people not like that song, Jay.
No, they don't like Eric Carmen.
I think that song's great.
Do you really?
Yeah, I don't know why you think people don't like it. It's better than most of the stuff you hear out there. But I want to do traffic over Barry Manilow.
Okay, well, go ahead. Be my guest. 9:23.
All right, Jay, checking traffic. We do still have a couple accidents out there that you do want to avoid. One coming out of Aurora on southbound 225. It's still sitting there on the left-hand shoulder. Once you approach Yosemite, looking at stop-and-go conditions, back past Parker Road. Also got a crash a little bit north of there, eastbound I-70 near Havana, and seeing small delays back around 270. One surface street crash in Boulder right now. That's at Arapahoe and Cherryvale. Elsewhere, we're looking really good as we've made a quick recovery to this morning's commute. Your forecast, mild and sunny, but maybe a little breezy with the high of 60 degrees. Currently 41 degrees downtown. Jay, you gotta love this one, don't you? Mandy? I mean, I don't like Charlie Manilow, but this may be the best one he ever did. We used to sing this in high school.
Oh, Mandy.
I forgot about this one.
Woo! I played this on the radio as a disc jockey.
Did you?
Yeah, you like this.
Uh-huh. Like, what would you play out of Barry? Like, what would follow Barry Manilow? Like, in a perfect music set, what would precede and follow Barry Manilow if it was in the middle of a set?
Well, you'd have, like, you'd put a ballad like this in the middle. So you'd play, like, one up, one down, and two ups. Oh. So you'd come out of the jingle would be, like, '93 KIXZ. The jingle would be really slow, and then you'd go into this.
So bad.
Well, it's got a pretty good intro in the beginning, doesn't it?
It's not. It's real slow. I mean, it's typical of all this music.
You know, disc jockeys always want stuff. I mean, in the days when they used to have live disc jockeys, not on the voice track, but disc jockeys always want stuff that they can read the weather over, or give a thought about the radio station.
Or here's a fun fact about Barry Manilow. When he was 5 years old.
I hate disc jockeys that do that, too, that they try to tell jokes over the beginning of the record. Right. It has nothing to do with the song.
Yeah. But now what they do is they just go on to Wikipedia and look up stuff about the artist and then just spit it out there.
Well, they don't have to because there are no disc jockeys anymore. Right, it's all voice track. I'm talking about the days of Top 40 radio. We had all these high-energy deliveries and stuff. Where you really had to step on it to get the stuff.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence that help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
The Salvation Army Red Kettle campaign is in full swing. The Red Kettle program has been the Salvation Army's signature fundraising effort for many years. Through your generous donations, the Salvation Army has helped thousands of Denver families, especially during the holiday season. In fact, 83 cents of every dollar donated goes directly to help those right here in Denver. And the Red Kettle campaign provides seasonal employment by hiring bell ringers. The Salvation Army can't do this without you. Help a needy family in Denver this holiday season. Stop by your local King Supers, Safeway, or Walmart to make a donation. For more information about the Salvation Army Red Shield, call 303-295-2107. That's 303-295-2107. Or stop by the Salvation Army Red Shield Community Center, located in Denver at 29th and High Streets. The Salvation Army Red Shield, doing the most good.
I give my wife gold because I know that it makes her feel special.
Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry customer Larry Yone, talks about why only gold is treasured.
I can tell her that I love her, but when I give her that little box and she opens it up, actions speak louder than words.
From classic to contemporary, only Jared offers 5 times the selection of truly distinctive gold jewelry, with prices from under $50 to over $1,000. It can only be Jared. Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com. Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
Rocky's Autos has their matching down incentive. They want to see your trade-in, and they'll show you the book price on any vehicle that you're interested in. Plus, they've got lending institutions that are non-predatory. I want to make that clear, non-predatory, that are there and want to do business with you. So they've got those lines of credit for non-predatory lenders. And Rocky's has got great hours, too. They're open 9 until 8, Monday through Saturday. So you got plenty of time to get out there and to look around. And there's no pressure, but they'll help you once you walk on the lot. Now, you go to a lot of places, and what ends up happening is they act like you're not there. So you wander around until finally somebody shows up. That won't happen to Rocky's Autos, trust me. They'll take care of you. And they've been around since 1982, so you got to know they're in it for the long run. Rocky's Autos, they do business differently. They're the most unique car store in North America, but I think you're going to like the way they do it. 63rd and Federal.
60 Minutes.
The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Gross.
Today on Face the Nation,
a special CBS News presentation. The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's progressive talk.
Yeah! Just want to wake you up. We dedicate this to Pogo Pogue, wherever he is. Yeah, John, this is pretty hot, isn't it?
I don't think it's that bad.
Now it gets bad.
Yeah, that's when it kind of takes a turn.
You know what this is? This is dashboard light music.
It sounds something like it would be the theme for like a 70s sitcom, you know?
No, it's dashboard light music. You know what that means?
No, I don't know what dashboard music means.
That means you and your significant other are in the back seat of the car while the radio is glowing and this is coming out of it. That's dashboard music. Dashboard light music. And then, you know, sometimes you have like a little plastic Jesus on the dashboard. Oh, never mind. I don't want to go down that road. And you feel guilty about having sex because the plastic Jesus is looking at you. I didn't mean to do that. I'm committing blasphemy. Please, don't hurt me. You know, it's like those pictures they used to have of John F. Kennedy where the eyes would follow you around the room when you walked back and forth. All right, 9:30, 30 minutes after the hour here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Let's get back on the phones. Chad in Denver. Chad, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
Feelings, nothing more than feelings.
Oh, that song is bad.
Remember the rest of the words.
Who is that?
I don't know who does that.
Feelings.
I've been trying to forget since I heard it the first time, I think.
Albert. It's Albert somebody.
Huh.
Is it? Rolling down on my face. Oh, it's Morris Albert. Here it is. No, start from the beginning, John. What about this, Chad?
Oh, my God. I don't know, but I have to say that Barry Manilow is much worse because that's like a over-sweetened cake that's gone bad or the smell of vomit of something that's too sweet.
You know what the Albert song is? Turn it back up, John. You know what the Albert song is? Okay, I'll tell you exactly what this is. Okay? This is a song that plays at 3 o'clock in the morning out of the speaker system at an all-night gas station with self pump where you put the credit card in, right?
Yeah,
and you're standing there under the light, and this is pouring out of the speaker system. Oh, jeez. Okay, get rid of it. We can't handle it anymore. Chad's right. Dump that.
You know, hey, one cheesy song that I'd hate to admit, but I'm gonna is I like one John Denver song, and that's the Mountain Mama, Take Me Home, Country Road. I don't know. I feel bad for it, but it's like one good song. All the rest of it's pretty cheesy, but.
It is. Country Roads is bad, too.
Yeah, I know, but you know what? I think that the one redeeming part of that is the recording that Johnny Cash did with it. You know, it's not very authentic music, but, you know, when Johnny Cash came on board, maybe he sold out, I don't know, but, hey, a bit of content. You know, why does the Congress even come in during the week anymore? You know, $25 billion to Citigroup over the weekend. I mean, seems like all they do is back deal, backdoor, you know, weekend stuff. And, you know, we're not going to get, you know, we're just going to give another $25 billion to them.
But here's the rub. See, this is the problem. You've either got to be, okay, this is the problem. You either have to be prepared to accept what they say, which that if you don't back them up, you don't bail them out, okay?
Yeah.
Then
Hank Paulson's friends that he keeps telling us, it would have been a lot worse if we didn't save these guys.
Yeah, I agree.
I just want to strangle the guy every time I see him on TV, and he's just got this over self-contented look on his face, like, well, it's not my problem in a few months, and, you know, I know I'm going back to Goldman Sachs or wherever.
But you know what? The case he's going to make and the case they're going to make is he would have no Goldman Sachs to go back to, because if we don't bail the Citigroup out, then what's going to end up happening is the economy is going to collapse. Now, you have to decide to yourself whether you buy that idea or you don't buy that idea. I personally would like to see some proof of that.
Yeah, I mean, hey, like I said, I'm Chad the Excavator. We got a few more jobs, and we're done just like everybody else in the whole construction business, and that's just one. So I'm all about saving the economy, but I don't know, maybe we could do, you know, some kind of, I mean, we're obviously in agreement. We need to do anything that creates jobs, but, man, I mean, they hem and haw over, you know, supporting GM or whomever. I mean, granted, they messed up coming there the way they did, but
With GM, though, look, with GM, there's tangible evidence of what will happen, which is 1 million to 2 million people will lose their jobs. The economy and the structure, the economic structure of the United States can't stand that. I mean, that would be really, really terrible. That would put us into a depression. But I don't know what the economic dynamics of the Citigroup situation is, and I'd like to see more discussion and more information about it.
Yeah, well, they probably won't be doing that because, like I was saying, you know, they're just doing all this stuff on the weekends. It's like I don't know, man. I just hope there's something left to have real money to invest, you know, to actually provide programs that work. You know, what happens when, you know, China just says, nope, that's enough. We can't let you anymore. And I don't know. Hey, you know, I think that one thing that's going to make this even more challenging, I hate to talk about even worse things, but Afghanistan is looming, and I think it's going to drive progressives apart, because in order to really get her done, which I don't know if we can, because, you know, the Russians didn't have much success, and nobody has ever conquered that region. And
The Russians don't have much success, but here's the deal: we're not out after all of Afghanistan. We're only interested in Bin Laden, Al Qaeda. Taliban.
In order to do that, we have to make a massive investment in order to people building and community building.
Yeah, we're going to have to do it because we don't have any choice. Hey, Chad, I got to go, man. Thanks.
See ya. Have fun.
Okay, you too. 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Mr. Turk, and traffic.
Jay, emergency crews have cleared those two accidents, one northbound 25 around Washington. Our other one was southbound 2 1/4 around Yosemite. Both those out of your way now, so speed's starting to improve getting out of Aurora, as well as if you're heading northbound out of the tech center going into downtown. Right now, just small jams on the southbound side of 25 from 70 past Spear, and we're also looking at some northbound traffic there from the Downey Street Bridge up to around Broadway. Your forecast, mostly sunny, dry, and breezy. Our high should be around 60 degrees. Right now, 44 in in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Now at Safeway, get double gas rewards on gift card purchases. Just spend $100 on gift cards with your club card for double.
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At TurnToHelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
Making them happy.
Yes! This is so cool!
That's what I want for Christmas.
Shop Walmart first this Friday. You can get an Emerson 32-inch LCD HD TV for $388, minimum 5 per store. And a Fisher-Price Power Wheels Barbie Jeep is just $88. That's this Friday only from 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. With thousands of new rollbacks, Christmas costs less at Walmart. While supplies last, no rain checks. Save money, live better, Walmart.
When it comes to restaurants, some search engines get you lost in all the links, but not Yahoo Search. To prove it, we switched Bob's Google page with Yahoo and brought mariachis into his office.
What the?
Now Yahoo Search brings you even more info from sites you trust, like City Search and Zagat.
Try searching a restaurant on your CP.
Whoa, those results have photos, ratings, phone numbers?
Even says live music.
Switch to Yahoo Search and get straight to your answers. Start now at Yahoo.com.
Yahoo!
You know, when it comes to car batteries failing, it happens to all of us. That's why you ought to visit an Interstate Batteries dealer and get your battery tested so you won't be left stranded this winter. I'm Norm Miller, chairman of Interstate Batteries, encouraging you to get your battery tested. Get the peace of mind that comes from knowing you'll hear this. Instead of this. Call 1-800-CRANK-IT or visit InterstateBatteries.com to find the dealer nearest you. Tested. Trusted. Interstate Batteries.
Hi, I'm Patrick Byrne, CEO of Overstock.com. You probably know that at Overstock, you can save over 50% on your everyday purchases. But in these tough times, we wanted to do something special to help the families who visit us. That's why we've created the $50,000 Overstock Family Bailout Plan. Visit our website for details. Let's keep the magic in this holiday. And remember, your entire order ships for $2.95. Overstock.com. At home with the O.
700-9805. 1-800-700-9805. 1-800-700-9805.
Oh, God, we're playing this too?
Her name was Lola. She was a
showgirl. Oh, boy. None of the calls have dropped off. It's open phones. Anything you want to talk about? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Michelle in Lakewood. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I have two movies worse than Yentl.
Oh, okay. I can't wait. I can't wait to hear this. Which two are they?
Out of Africa.
Yeah, I don't think Out of Africa is as bad as Yentl. Okay, what was the second one?
Oh, it's atrocious.
What was the second one?
A River Runs Through It.
No, I don't think those two are as bad as Yentl.
Oh.
I mean, you may not like them, but I don't think they're as bad as Yentl.
I can't tolerate any of the three of them, to be honest with you. And I also have an offer for you, because I heard you talking that you like noir.
Yeah.
And I know that you're from California.
Yep.
Have you tried James Ellroy?
Yes, I've read all his books.
Oh, well.
And I used to have his phone number, and I used to put him on routinely, but I haven't been in contact with him in a long, long time, and I don't even think that his phone number in Kansas City's any good. And the last time I talked to him, he had that book out about his mother's murder that he was investigating. But I haven't talked to him in a long time.
Did you read American Tabloid and the Cold 6000?
Oh, yeah. You know what his best novel is, though, I think? White Jazz.
You like that? See, if I had to pick from the L.A. Quartet, I would probably... Oh, White Jazz was good, but I think my favorite one from the L.A. Quartet was L.A. Confidential. I think just because it was more of, it seems like the first two in that series, he was kind of trying to get into a groove with that series, and I think finally in L.A. Confidential, I think he finally hit it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I just like the style of the way white jazz is done. And I wish I could write in that style, that kind of Associated Press flat kind of style that he does there, where it's just really, really unusual. That's a book I could read a couple of times over.
Yeah. He is definitely an acquired taste. He is certainly not something I would recommend to everybody, just because he is so dark.
Yeah, see, the darker it is, the better I like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll tell you something else. I like anything that has to do with Los Angeles in the 40s and 50s.
Well, and I like the way that he mixes things that really happened he weaves it into a story, like with the Black Dahlia, and even L.A. Confidential. I mean, he takes real people, Mickey Cohen, Johnny Stompanata, all those people, you know, they're obviously real, and he just kind of weaves them into a story to where you know that you're reading fiction, but he develops a character the way maybe he thinks that character would have behaved. Like, I thought Jack Ruby was hilarious in those American Tabloid books.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Did you see the movie L.A. Confidential?
I did.
I loved it.
Well, and I did too, because I am a huge Kevin Spacey fan, and I think that, you know, Kevin Spacey can play. He's a character actor where he hasn't been pigeonholed into any specific kind of role, because I saw him, you know, in Seven, where he was only in it for, what, 20 minutes?
Right.
And he totally creeps you out. But then, like, a month later, I saw him in The Usual Suspects, and you feel sorry for him, and I don't want to ruin it for anybody who's not seen the movie.
I just love L.A. Confidential. Jack's back.
Yeah, yeah.
But, but the dialogue, first of all, on that movie, they really, really, really did their research, because I lived off of Hollywood Boulevard at Hollywood and Van Ness. I worked at the Pantages, which is back there in the background. I remember the bar that was next door. I also where Hush Hush magazine was, is called The Crossroads to the World. It's still there. You'd walk through it on your way over to I believe Sunset Boulevard, or whatever that street is, or whatever street that might run behind there. And I remember all of those, you know, that era, and I remember all of that stuff there, because when I lived there, most of that stuff was still very much in place, all the studio buildings and everything else. The second thing is the dialogue is so good. I mean, when the captain is beating that guy from out of town, and he says to him,
this
You're,
is the city of angels.
Yeah,
and you don't have
any wings. I mean, it's like, oh, wow, you know, that is so great.
The best from that movie is when Exley and Jack are in the bar, in the Formosa room.
Right.
And he says a whore cut to look like Lana Turner.
And it turns out to be Lana Turner.
He's like, no, that is Lana Turner.
I mean, it's just, what a, you know, now, you know what you make me want to do? Now you make me want to go home and watch that movie again.
Oh, that is the best. I have to say that it's probably, if I had to pick my 10 favorite movies, that would be in the top 5. I don't know if it would be number 1, but it would be very close to number 1.
It definitely would be my top 10. What would be your number 1?
Oh, that's so hard, because I like all different kinds of movies, but probably my number 1 movie, it's going to be cheesy, would probably be Casablanca. And I think...
Well, I don't think that's cheesy.
I think because I just think that besides when Bogart was doing... I think it was... Wasn't it Philip Marlowe that he played?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right.
When he... Besides those ones, I just thought he was just the best in that movie. Just the things that he said and... You know, he was just so bogey at the time.
Well, wait a minute. I think in that particular movie. Okay, wait a minute. Which one are we talking about again?
Casablanca. I would have to say
He wasn't Philip Marlowe. That was a whole Casablanca was a whole different situation. He was Philip Marlowe in The Big Sleep, and
that's
he would
the one where he says he likes his bourbon in a glass.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one where he has that scene with Laura McCall where he says, "Do you always talk that way?" Or she says to him about, I always thought private detectives were greasy little men who slipped around behind the scenes or something like that. And he said, "Oh well, you don't like me, but that's okay. I don't like myself much either. And next time I'll come in a tennis outfit on stilts."
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. Well, See, my number one movie, it depends on, because, see, I like to split my movies into, like, maybe into genres or something.
Oh, categories.
Categories, because, if I wanted to look at, like, mob movies, my favorite one would be The Godfather. Not Part 2, not Part 3, but just the original. And if I were to see, and I'm not into, like, horror or anything like that.
No, I'm not either.
I don't really watch those kinds of movies. If I had to say, like, my favorite movie, just, you know, bottom line, would be Casablanca. I've seen it. I can't even think of how many times. The cast is stellar, and they work so well together.
Yeah, he was Mr. Rick in Casablanca, and then there was Detective Renoir, or no, Police Chief Renoir.
I'm shocked if I gambling going on here.
Yeah, I'm shocked. Yeah, the Vichy. But, you know, all of his stuff was good. I mean, it's like in The Big Sleep, like he goes into the bookstore and he's talking to that character, Agnes, and he says, "Drop the veil, sister."
Oh, yeah.
It's like, is that great? He goes, "Drop the veil, sister. I'm in the business myself."
I would have to say Casablanca and then L.A. Confidential would probably be. And I liked the way that, Gladiator guy, Russell Crowe, I liked the way that he played Bud White. Because I read the book before I saw the movie, and I was really worried about how they were going to portray Bud, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
How they were going to put him out there, because there were two ways they could go with him. They could either have made him to be like this horrible bully who was just mean to everybody, or they could have made him the way he was. You know, there were two ways they could have gone with him. Of course, they couldn't have picked anybody better than Russell Crowe to play Bud White, but it was, you know, and they picked a really good cast who seemed to really mesh well, and I thought Kim Basinger was just, she was awesome. And I am not a huge fan of Kim Basinger, to be honest with you.
Yeah, the whole movie was good. There's no question about it.
Oh, I watch that movie once a month. Don't even feel bad. Go home and watch it, because I watch it once a month.
I got to leave you with one more line, which I really love, out of The Maltese Falcon, where is it The Maltese Falcon, or it might be The Big Sleep, where it's The Big Sleep, I think it is, where Carmen is down on the car, down on the floor, and Bogart says to her, "Get up off the floor. Get up off the floor. You look like a Pekingese." I just love that.
No, my favorite bogey line, I can't remember. I think it wasn't in The Big Sleep, but it was with, he warned the call, and she asked him how he likes his bourbon, and he tells her in a glass.
Yeah.
That's.
Or to have and have not. You do know how to whistle, Steve. You just put your lips together and blow. Isn't that great?
Oh, yeah. Those are the best. I mean, those are the absolute best movies. And the only other one that I like better than maybe my top two is Cat on a Hot Tin Roof.
Yeah, that's also good. I would agree. For me, it's Fat City. Michelle, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Thanks. Have a good holiday.
Okay, you too.
Uh-huh.
9:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Turk talks traffic.
Jay, it should be a quick trip just about anywhere you're headed right now. The morning commute is done. Only looking at some heavy volumes on the southbound side of 25 coming into downtown after I-70. No problems to report on 225. Speeds at or above the posted limits there. Same deal on C-470 and I-70. Your forecast today, mild and sunny, but maybe a little breezy. We're looking for highs around 60 degrees. Currently, 47 downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Make the leap from paying cash to using Express Toll. You won't have to stop at toll booths or dig for change. And starting in January, you'll see...
I didn't need the pills for pain anymore. I just needed them.
Millions struggle to overcome opioid dependence on prescription painkillers.
If you're like I was, turn to help.
Click on the Turn to Help icon to learn about medical treatments for opioid dependence to help control withdrawal symptoms.
I had another chance, privately in a doctor's office.
I got treatment to help get my life back.
At turntohelp.com, you can locate a certified physician near you who can help.
The future, it's brighter.
Open your player now and click on the banner ad.
I suspect that you've heard the economy is tightening, that it's time to cut costs without compromising services or image. How? Intelligent office, a prestigious office, a la carte, and smart staff, a la carte. You choose fits your budget, every budget, chosen for your specific needs. Human and technological resources directed by you to do the routine so you get more time for the important. Smart people trained to handle your customers your way and capture new ones. All day, every day, for maybe $1.50 an hour. It's the better way to have a professional office and a professional staff. But you have to see it to put it together your way. There are 45 intelligent offices. Find the one nearest you at intelligentoffice.com. Intelligent Office.
Bundles.com.
An official message from Medicare.
Today I found out that my drug plan's monthly premium changed. So I compared other plans and found similar coverage at a better price.
Now's the time to review and compare Medicare prescription drug plans. From November 15th to December 31st, you can even change your plan. Call 1-800-MEDICARE. That's 1-800-MEDICARE. Or visit Medicare.gov and use the plan finder to see options in your state. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's the Sam's Club members only day after Thanksgiving event. So what's on your holiday list?
I want a Wii system with games.
And I want my own Wii remote.
An HD TV for football season. 42, 42, 52 inch height.
That's why the Sam's Club Day After Thanksgiving event should be on your holiday shopping list. Find the season's must-have gifts, all at members-only prices. Not a member?
What?
There's still time to join at Sam's Club or samsclub.com. The Sam's Club members-only Day After Thanksgiving event, Friday, November 28th. Doors open at 5 a.m.
Are you kidding me?
Rosetta.
9:55, 55 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's go to Ellen, who's calling from Virginia. Ellen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jig. Just torture me some more.
All right, check this out.
Crank it up.
Listen to this. This is from Dion. This is an email.
No.
At AM760.net.
Well, they're going to play someone named Dion. Okay.
No. I like Dion DiNucci. Barry Manilow is a very talented artist. He used to produce Bette Midler, but I guess you don't like her either. You know what? I really don't.
I don't either.
They called Barbara Streisand the voice. I think you and your sidekick sound like a couple of high school dorks picking at things that have little insight into. Hey, you know, well, another thing I can say to you, Dion, is I'll match my music expertise against yours any day of the week, because unlike you, I had to play all this crap on the radio. It's true, Manilow never put out a great album, but he turned out some great singles and is still making more money than you. Well, wait a minute. What's that got to do with anything?
It doesn't make him a better person. Sorry.
You know, Dion, I mean, Dick Cheney makes more money than me. But, you know, a little insight into it, Dion? Okay. Tell you what, pal. Just call 303-713-7600, and we'll have like a little face-off about music. Because I plan to play all this crap over and over again. All right, anyway, what's happened?
Well, I was going to say, I think we need to have music education in our schools. But I just, oh, my God, I've been, no pun intended, but I've been thinking about my least favorite music in the whole world. And that's if you go to a house of worship, and they have what we call 7-Eleven hymns. Same seven words 11 times, and you sing them over and over. And I would rather die. That music makes Jesus cry. It's horrible. I'm going to be condemned to hell by half your listeners, and I'm sorry. That's just how I feel.
Well, I mean, the only thing I know of that's bigger torture than waterboarding is when I used to work on top 40 stations and the playlist was only 35 songs over and over and over and over again.
Play a good older song. Play Thin Lizzy, Boys Are Back in Town. I think I don't know, maybe some people think that's a dork song, but I love that song. I crank it up on the radio so loud. Oh, I drive like I'm free.
Yeah, I like Thin Lizzy and the Boys Are Back in Town. I like anything Thin Lizzy does, actually.
I was shocked to learn that the lead singer is Irish.
Yeah, he's also dead, isn't he?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah.
Well, I like Irish rock and roll.
I like anything Irish. I've been there twice. When can I move? I'm telling you this. If John McCain had won, I would be looking at how to move out of this country.
I'm still thinking about going to Paris. All right. Ellen, thanks, man. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Happy gobble gobble.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's it. And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. And those of you who like Barry Manilow are mad at me for picking on him, hey, you can't always get what you want in life. You just can't. Have a good day.
Experience the joy of designing your own ring at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Let the experts at Jared show you how easy it is to create an engagement ring that reflects your own personal style. Choose from their popular settings in platinum or hundreds of settings in gold. Then select the perfect diamond from thousands at Jared in a wide variety of shapes and sizes to create a ring that's yours and yours alone.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
It was my darkest time ever.
Withdrawal was hell.
Heroin dependence is a disease many struggle to overcome.
I found my answer. It turned to hell.